Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. All right, good to be here, and glad you're doing really good. So most of you are doing good. Some of you are having struggles and battles. All right, no big deal. We are here to help you walk through that if we can, and leave God with you for whatever you need, and open up the door for you to release of your mind so you can, when we eat the bread, it opens up the door to our mind. I'm going to talk about that. I think I like that. Give me a second. Wow. Came right out of my mouth. I think I like that. Yeah. All right. I'm going to run with that for a little bit and see where, that goes. All right. We know that Jesus gave them bread to eat, and it opened up their minds. And we're going to speak through that in a second here. Very interesting. Wait, give me a second here. All right. Here we go. All right, so they ate bread with Jesus. He had fed them the word. They were really troubled. All right, it's just spontaneous here, so let's get a second to go if you're laughing here with all this. Let's see how this flows. All right. It says in Luke 24, verse 13, now the same day two men were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened, and they talked and discussed these things with each other. Jesus himself came up. He just risen from the dead, right? They didn't know. They're not going to know who he is. It's amazing. And Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing who he was. And he asked them, Jesus asked them, what are you discussing as you walk along here? And they stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? What things, Jesus asked. You know, about Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and all the rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was coming to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels and said that he was alive. Then some of the companions went to the tomb, Peter, Ram, remember all that, John, and found it was just as the woman had said, but they did not see Jesus anywhere. And Jesus said to them, how foolish are you and slow to believe what the prophets have said? Did you not did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter to his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself. And they approached the village to which they were going. Jesus continued as they were going farther, that they urged him strongly, stay with us, for it is near the evening, the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread. Now here's the part that I'm going to talk about right now. This is something just kind of came to my mind. He took bread, and he gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They said, didn't our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and opened up the scriptures to us? So what happened was these guys on the road to Emmaus were speaking with Jesus, didn't know who he was, and then Jesus said to them, you are slow of heart. Don't you know what the word of God says? And then he began to talk to them about the scriptures from Moses and the prophets. He explained to them all that was said in the scriptures concerning himself, right? And then as they approached the village, they asked him to stay with them, and he went in and had bread with them. He broke bread and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and then he disappeared. Wow. Friend, what he did, this is what the Lord just gave me just now. I want you to just, this is for somebody tonight. I don't know who you are and what's going on exactly, but you're ready because I'm going to share something with you that you may need. The reason that the prophets or the servants of God share the word of God is because to someone, somehow, it's going to open their minds, and they're going to see things they didn't recognize before. They could have their blessing right in front of them or right at the feet of them or close at hand to them where they can see it. They don't know it. It's right there in front of them, but they don't recognize it. They don't see that the time is at hand. The time is at hand not just for the second coming, but the time is at hand for, you know, their breakthrough. The time is at hand for Jesus is standing right there in front of them, and because of their struggle, because of their great sorrow, because of their great battle, they were blinded to seeing that he was right there, the very thing they were sitting there telling him, don't you know anything, man? You know, we thought Jesus was it. You know, are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who doesn't know anything about this? This is crazy. We thought he was the man. You know, we can't believe you don't know anything about this. And it was Jesus they were talking to, of course. And he said, you know, how foolish are you? And he opened up the scripture to them. He started telling them, explaining to them, because what was happening was they were sorrowful because they didn't understand what had to go on, that Jesus had to die. He had to rise again from the dead. And because they couldn't see that, they couldn't see their breakthrough right in front of them. And that's what happens to a lot of people. We get words from the Lord. We get promises from God. He tells us what's going to happen. Oh, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you a big blessing, whether it be spiritual, emotional, social, financial, marriage, you know, friendship, ministry, business, whatever that thing is. And you wait and you wait and you wait and you think, this is it, man. We're right here. This is it. And then all of a sudden something happens. And like when Jesus was crucified, you know, it all fell apart. They all were kind of like going, you know, we thought this was it. And like a lot of people just lately, I know people have been saying, we thought this was it. We thought we were here. We thought we were right here at it. And look, it fell away from us. Somehow it got away from us. And we don't understand what happened. How did it happen? How did it do this? Huh? I know some of you have been thinking that. Some of you going through that. This word is for you tonight. Amen? Something is in the air tonight, and God is trying to talk to somebody tonight. Now you're doubting. Now you're questioning. Now you're going, you know, is this really going to happen? Because they knew that he was the one. They just knew this is it. This is the time. This is the place. He's going to save Israel. He's going to, And then when he, because the whole point of Jesus coming to most Jews was he's going to save Israel. He's going to save them from the oppression of the Romans. And friend, it didn't happen. Things seemed like it just fell apart. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So what did God do? He sends Jesus to these guys, walks right beside them, and because they're so bent over with sorrow and grief, because it said their countenance, their faces were downcast, right? And they just couldn't believe, you know, they were so obsessed with it. They thought everybody knew about it. You know, when you're going through something, it just seems like, just like everybody ought to be concerned. Everybody knows about it. This is happening. What's going on with me? And my life is falling apart. This thing is not doing what it's supposed to do. And all of a sudden, the answer, the breakthrough shows up right there in front of them, and they can't see it until the one who they're looking for opens their eyes so they can see that he is standing right there. That timing was right there. They were right there. The timing was there. The place was there. That was it. The breakthrough, the person that they were looking for, they thought was the answer, was right there standing in front of them. And they were blind as they could be. They couldn't see it. Friend, this is typical things within the prophetic realm. This is typical stuff with the prophets and the word of God and the words of the Lord. It's typical. It's the thing that happens every time. People think they know, oh, this is it, that's it. And just like Joseph and a lot of other people, you know, found out that it wasn't exactly going to be like they thought, but it was going to be. There's somebody's getting this tonight. Someone is hearing this in your ears, and God is going to open up your eyes tonight, because what Jesus did was, first, he opened up the prophetic words to them about himself. These words that he shared with them weren't just the Bible. They were prophetic words about him. And he spoke them into their ears. And they went along and still, you know, they just couldn't understand. They said, well, we like this guy. They seem to know the word. Why don't you come and eat with us? He set them down. They invited him in and said, please come stay with us. He said they urged him strongly to stay. It's near the evening. And the day is almost over. So he did. He went in and sat at the table with them and took bread, like we're going to do tonight, and he gave thanks, and he broke it and began to give it to them. Then what happened? Then the Bible says in verse 31, their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. This is Luke chapter 24, verse 32. Verse 31, their eyes were open. And they recognized him. And then he disappeared from their sight. Wow. They didn't just have their eyes open. They recognized him. They said, see, once your eyes, it's like they saw him already. They'd seen him many times before. He didn't change that much. And yet, because they already knew he was dead, they already knew that now that was not going to happen. He was not going to be the Messiah. They already came to that conclusion because he's for sure dead. And then when the word came and he opened their eyes, then they looked. They were able to look differently. They were able to look to see, oh, yes, that's the same face that we saw preaching and walking the shores of Galilee. That's the same face. Now we recognize it. Why? It had been the same face for the last, you know, few hours. Nothing changed about it except their eyes were open. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. If your eyes aren't being open, you're not going to see it. You already made up your mind. They already made up their mind. It's over. So it couldn't be Jesus. He's dead. This can't be the Lord walking up beside us. They would have never even thought about that because they already knew he was gone. It was over. It didn't come to pass. And yet he stood right there in front of them. Same look on his face, same everything. He wasn't in heaven yet. He didn't have that new hairdo. Didn't have that yet. Wow. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him. They recognized the guy that was, they knew was the man. They believed, they completely gave their heart to it. And yet when it didn't seem to happen, when it didn't happen to them, their minds got closed. That's happened to some of us. Our minds have been closed. And so we just move on. Move on to the next thing. It was a sign that the Messiah really is going to come because we thought he was the one. And maybe it's a sign that we're on the right path. And the whole time, it was the sign. He was the person. And yet their minds had been closed off to it. And they had basically already decided that there was something wrong with everything. They didn't know what it was, but they just, everything they believed, now it wasn't true. Is that you today, friend, somehow or another, some way? And your eyes are being closed? Tonight, God wants to open your eyes. You can recognize that the time is at hand. I'm not talking about the second coming so much, all that too, but that's not where I'm going with this. God, open up our hearts tonight. May we hear the word of the Lord. I'm prophesying to you what God has given me to give to you, like Jesus gave to them the word. Prophecies that were about him. He gave them prophecies that were about him. Look at what it says here. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. And if you can find yourself in scripture, find yourself in the word of God somehow or another. Identify with somebody, some way. It'll help you to see things better and clearly. Hang on a second. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I caught that right as I was coming on tonight. Came out of my mouth. Friend, I listened to that. I know how that works for me. I don't know how it works for you exactly, but I know how it works for me when the word of God is speaking to me. I hope you're understanding what's being said tonight. If it's for whoever's listening, whoever this is for, will have some kind of an understanding that this is for you. Amen? You're going to see it. It's going to open your eyes. You're going to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. All right. We're going to break bread here in a little bit and work on that scripture. Leave God to finish speaking to whoever he's speaking to tonight. Maybe one person, maybe more. I don't know. All right, I want you to meditate on it for a minute and be right back. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to talk about something tonight, too, that kind of might work into this word, something that I know that some of you will really understand. Some of you may not. But I'm going to talk about this.
All right, I want to share this with you tonight, too, before we go any further. It's about forgiveness and some awesome things about forgiveness that I've gotten downloaded from the Lord, and I'm very excited about it. All right, I want to share this with you tonight about forgiveness. We're going to take communion here just a little bit, and I want you to get this in your spirit, something new that I've gotten from the Lord. Very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm going to love this. Give me a second here. I'm getting texts and stuff. I'll be right there and I'll share this with you. Really cool. All right. We're going to take communion tonight, so I want to share this word, and I'm going back and forth and loading up new offerings and things, so just we'll go with the flow here. And I believe God to take care of whatever we'll take care of tonight. All right. Alrighty. Wow. Okay. Alright, this is kind of a preparation for us taking communion tonight. I want you to understand this tonight. It's really cool understanding I have now about forgiveness and, you know, yeah, you know, the scripture talks about if we don't forgive those who forgive us, if we don't forgive
those who have things against us, the Father will forgive us. Right? Let me read that scripture to you. Okay. Go to Matthew 6. Verse 15 says, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, or if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Well, a lot of people have taken this and thinking that it's about if you don't get your sins forgiven, you go to hell. Well, that can't be true because you don't go to heaven because you got your sins forgiven. You go to heaven because you got born again. And yes, Jesus forgave you as a sinner, not just as heaven. It's not about a sin. Sins are a big deal. But being a sinner is what, when you get born again, you're transferred over from being a sinner to being a saint. And then if you sin after that, it doesn't do you good at all. It messes you up, no doubt about it, but it doesn't send you to hell, right? Going to heaven has nothing to do with forgiveness of sin. It has to do with being forgiven for being a sinner. People don't get bored again by going, okay, God, I want to get saved. Here's my worst sin, my first top three. I did this and did that and did that. Please forgive me for those big ones. And he goes, okay, since you asked for that, those sins, I'm going to forgive you. Now, we come to him as a sinner, right? We are a sinner. And because we are a sinner, we get born again and become a saint. It has nothing to do with a particular sin that you committed. It has to do with being a sinner. You were a sinner saved by grace, not someone who sinned, right? Did we sin as a sinner? Oh, yes, we did, but there's a whole identification thing going on here that people don't understand. So that helps you understand why the scripture says, let me read another version. They're all basically the same thing. Yeah, it basically says the same things. One version says it kind of interesting. It says, but if you do not forgive others, nurturing your heart with an anger with the result that interferes with your relationship with God, then your Father will not forgive your sins. For if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. See, when we get born again, that has nothing to do with being born again. Jesus shed his blood on the cross, not just to forgive sin. That's after you get born again. You get forgiven of being a sinner. And everything, every sin you ever committed, little, big, because you are forgiven of sin, those sins are forgiven. But it's about you being forgiven as a sinner, period. That's it. Kapooch. Or kapach. Whatever it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, he went to hell because he had two sins. They were really big ones. Now, you don't go to hell for sin. You go to hell for not being a saint. Well, don't saints not sin? Being a saint means that you may have not have ever done anything good. But when you got born again, you became a child of God. You became the seed, a son or a daughter of the living God. Period. So the sins that you commit after that, yeah, the blood has everything to do with forgiving those sins to keep the sins from covering up your relationship with God. You have a relationship with God when you got born again because you have with him is not a sinner with God. It is a born-again believer who was a sinner and became a new creation from being a sinner to being a son of God. So what he's saying here is, I want you to hear this is really interesting. He's saying that once you're born again and you don't forgive people of their sins, then you're going to find yourself when you ask God to forgive you of your sins, that Father doesn't forgive you of those sins. In other words, I've been born again for 5 years. I've been really good. I'm a person, not me. I've been born again a lot longer than that. I've been born again for 5 years, you know, and I sinned like three times. And, you know, I just sinned yesterday. Oh, my God, am I going to go to hell for that? No, what happens is that if you have unforgiveness towards somebody in those five sins that you sinned in that time, those five sins are 10 or 1,000 sins that you sinned in the last 5 years, you didn't get forgiveness for those. In other words, they're still piled up on your shoulders, and that's why you have a hard time with life, is because even though you're saying, God, forgive me, you know, I'm your child, I'm your son, I'm your daughter, I'm connected to your blood, but because you're not forgiving others in your walk and with God, God says, well, those things are still piling up on you, Randy, because you haven't gotten forgiveness for them. I haven't forgiven you for them. You've asked for forgiveness, but I can't forgive you because you have unforgiveness toward your brother or your whoever they are. I want to say it in a lot of different ways because I want you to get this, because it took me, I've never heard this before. The Lord did this to me a couple days ago, maybe 3 days ago, 4 days ago, recently. See, friend, sinning is a bad work that you did. You worked on something and you sinned. It was a work. Works cannot keep you from losing your salvation, that you will not lose your salvation doing a bad work or a sin, because you didn't get saved. You didn't get saved because you confessed your most top three sins. That's not why you got saved. You got saved because God drew you and you became forgiven of being a sinner. And then when you begin to have unforgiveness after that toward people, from that time on, whenever you started getting unforgiveness toward your brother, your sister, your friend, whoever the person was, God was not able to wash that sin away from you, though you ask him 100 times. Until you forgive that brother or that sister or that whoever that person is, forgive them of their sin and let them go, you will not be forgiven of your sin. And they'll pile up on you. It doesn't mean you're going to go to hell. You'll go to heaven. You know, but it so bogs you down, you can't even think straight. I don't care how bad that person hurts you. Your sins, your sicknesses and diseases, now we're going to get into some heavy stuff here. Your sicknesses and diseases, for the most part, will not and cannot be healed because of unforgiveness toward a brother. Because God hasn't been forgiving you of your sins, therefore your sin's been building up and building up and building up, and the sin's been building up and building up, building up for 5 years, 10 years, because you can't seem to forgive that person that hurt you 5 years ago, wherever you got saved. You've been saved for a few years, and they hurt you really bad, and you still haven't forgiven them yet. Guess what, friend? Those sins, since you got unforgiveness toward that person, the Father has not forgiven those of you, and it builds up and builds up and builds up to the point where eventually you can't even see straight. He died to go to heaven, but you can't even see to do the will of God. You can't even see how Jesus is right in front of you. Like we talked about on the road to Emmaus tonight, he can be right in front of you. But if you got unforgiven sin in your life as a believer, you cannot see the breakthrough and the thing that's standing right in front of you until you forgive. And God then forgives you. Then you start saying, God, forgive me of those sins. Forgive me that sin. And God goes, yeah, 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 done, 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 done. You're cleansed. You're washed. Is anybody getting this? If you got saved by works, friend, you didn't get saved. You just didn't get saved. You didn't get born again the Bible way. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ that you've got. You got some other gospel. You got some other thing, and you're still cursed. Curse of God. You know, you're not. You're not into the blessing. How can you be? You're not really born again, if that's true. You have to be born again by faith and grace through faith. Let me see if I can find that. Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. All right. All right, hang on a second, I'm trying to get this. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Let me read this to you here. Not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations. Amen. It says, and because the reason we know that is because it talks about in Romans 4, it talks about how Abraham was justified before he ever circumcised anything. That's very specific in the law, that the law of righteousness was of faith through the law, through the righteousness of faith. Abraham let me read the whole thing. For the promise he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For it is for those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings about wrath, where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. Promise might be sure to all seed, not only to those who have the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who's the father of us all. And it goes on and explains that he was justified when he simply believed. And then he began to do works. And that's what we're talking about, friend. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. And then after that, you do works. Baptism is a work. It doesn't birth you, but it saves you. It's a whole different thing. A lot of things you do, reading the word, worship, getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. Those are all things that save you, that empower you, that cause you to be saved from the works of the devil, from the works of Satan, from your own flesh. It saves you. It doesn't birth you into the kingdom. The Holy Spirit does that. So the reason we're talking about this, friends, because if you really start understanding what the gospel that Paul preached, that anyone who preaches any of the gospel other than what he preached, they're going to be cursed. Why? Because they're going to have false salvation. It's not going to be real salvation. Now, some people are born again, and then they get baptized in water and believe that that saves them, or get speak in tongues and think that saves, that think that births them. They get baptized in water and think that births them. They do a lot of things that think that birth them to the kingdom, but it doesn't. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. It's only by faith through grace. So when we're reading here about being forgiven and having forgiveness, you know, what we're talking about is if you don't forgive people their trespasses, once you're born again, those sins are going to build up. They're not going to send you to, because they're works of unrighteousness. They're not going to send you to hell, but they're going to keep you from entering in to the fullness of what God wants you to enter into. And that's the very, very sad part about it, because then you can't do the will of God. And the will of God is everything. Jesus died for us not only to be born again from being sinners, but to walk in his will. And the sins, when we have unforgiveness, and our Father doesn't forgive us, those trespasses, those sins, those offenses that we have committed since we started getting our forgiveness, then it's built up and built up. So the best thing you can do is forgive that. Whatever it takes for you to forgive that person, mainly remember that you got forgiven for all your stuff. How much more do you forgive them? And when you forgive them, not forgiving them does not send you to hell. Not forgiving them puts you in a position to live in hell, if so to speak, in this world while you're here. You're going to have all kinds of troubles. You're not going to be saved from those troubles. Unforgiveness enters you to the realm of, you know, no protection. God's trying to help you. He's trying to show you. You must forgive them, friend, whoever they are, whatever they've done. It doesn't even matter. Whatever price you have to pay in your mind, in your heart, mainly just do what I did when it came to the fact of forgiving that guy for that $5,683, you know, was I had a lot of bitterness toward him, was remembering that Jesus, I said, I can't let him go scot-free. I can't do it. And he said, I'll let you go scot-free. I go, yeah, you did. And it still took time after that. I didn't want to let it go. You know what? That sin was building up and building up and building up on me, friend. To the point where I couldn't even flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Prayed in tongues. Worshiped God. But I could not flow in the Spirit. You know why? Because those sins, I hadn't lost my salvation. But those sins that I had, you know, just done whatever things going on, just everyday stuff, little stuff, big stuff, all kinds of stuff, built up and built up and built up. And everybody said, God, forgive me. God says, I can't forgive you because you haven't forgiven your brother. And Randy, if you don't forgive, you're not going to be forgiven. Until you forgive, it's going to build up and build up, and you're going to be able to even see your way to do anything. You're going to be like a heathen. You're going to be counted as a heathen. You're going to be counted as somebody outside the kingdom. You're not out of the kingdom, but you're going to be counted as one. I went, wow. And that became real to me. And then when God gave me the scripture about 3 or 4 days ago, I began to understand all the things he was telling me, the times that I, you know, born again as I could be, spirit real, serving Jesus. I wasn't out, you know, killing people and cheating, lying, and deceiving. I had unforgiveness. I was righteous other than that. Basically speaking, I'm a regular human being, you know, but was living right with God. Unforgiveness took me to the pits. I mean, I went to the pits in my life as far as compared to where I was. Like darkness was upon me, and I could feel it. It scared me. God said, forgive him. I wrote him a letter, you know. Forgave. Wow. It's something really big. Because I finally connected the dots on this, because I knew this wasn't about your salvation being lost. Because you can't lose something once you're truly born again. Because you're not going to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wouldn't let you blaspheme. The Holy Spirit wouldn't let you. The Holy Spirit would kill you. People think, oh, the Holy Spirit doesn't kill people. Oh, yes, he does. If he thinks somebody, you know, is, you know, heading that, he's not going to let you do it. He's going to keep you from it. One way or the other. He'll keep you from blaspheming. He'll keep you from doing that thing, whatever it is. Yeah. All right. All right, thank you tonight for giving. If you need that link tonight, somebody requested the link a while ago. If you need that, we can get it to you. Tonight is offering now with prayer of offerings, and we believe in God to satisfy and fulfill you and raise you up, bring you blessings in whatever way that God wants to do that with you. All right. All right. All right, give me a minute here. All right. Are y'all here to take communion tonight? Thanks for being with us. I wanted to share that with you before we took communion so you can get a hold of this. If you have somebody you need to forgive, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to cover up everything so you can't see? I don't think so. I mean, I still work on that myself all the time. When I start realizing that when I have unforgiveness, that God doesn't forgive me of my sins, as I've gone along for however long, 3 months, a year, 2 years, and my sins have been building up. Kind of scary. Yeah. Yeah, kind of mind-boggling. Yes, it is. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, y'all. Trying to get figured out here. Wait a minute. Okay, now I think I got it. There we go. All right, finally. All right, thank God you're here tonight. Let's get ready to take communion tonight, y'all. And let's believe God. Whatever we need to believe in for. Mainly that this, if you have any kind of unforgiveness, you think maybe a past old thing, and you wonder why things build up you, it seems like things just build up on you, and you can't seem to get it together, and like, you know, what's wrong? Why am I keep being affected by everything? It might be that you have unforgiveness towards someone, and you need to forgive them tonight, whoever that is. It could be your husband, your wife, your family. It could be anybody. But whatever it is, it's not worth it, because you know, God wants you to, you know, get free of it so that he can forgive your sins, right? I mean, that's really what it's all about. If we can't keep our sins forgiven, it's not about hell. It's about walking in the light, being able to be healed, being able to be blessed, being able to receive, you know, blessings. I think a lot of people don't get blessed in a lot of ways because they have things in their heart. You know, they're not mean, bad people. They just have things going on, right? And that's the way it is. Yeah. It was kind of scary. Right. It kind of wakes me up. It kind of waking me up for sure. And God's really speaking to me about this stuff. So let's lift it up, and I'm going to be in there with everybody else, of course, in this, no doubt. All right, 1 Corinthians 11, we're going to go there. We're going to get ready to get set free tonight and get delivered. Open up that realm where you can, where your sins are being forgiven, all the things that have been building up and building up on you. Tonight, that heavy load can come off. Who knows, you might find yourself getting a miracle, getting healed of something you've been struggling with for a long time. Amen. All right. Let's lift up the bread. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11:23, for I received from the Lord, Paul says, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat, friend. Be blessed when we break. We eat the Lamb of God for your precious body, Jesus. We thank you for it. Thank you, Lamb of God, for your love, that we love you, that we forgive those. In Jesus' name, we lift up the cup in the same manner. He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me, this drink it. Hallelujah. Well, I thank you tonight for myself and for anyone listening tonight that if you have something you think you have forgiven and maybe you haven't, you still have unforgiveness. It's not about any other kind of sin. It's not about stealing, lying, cheating. I don't know why it's about unforgiveness. He could have said, name 10 sins, and for these 10 sins, your Father will not forgive you. But the one he said that you would not be forgiven for, you wouldn't be forgiven of your sins if you didn't forgive, was unforgiveness. Forgiving a brother. That's what keeps us from the love of God, pure love of God, is that we have unforgiveness toward a brother. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak over every person tonight, including myself. Forgive in Jesus' name. Forgive yourself. Forgive them. In the name of Jesus, be released from your sin of unforgiveness toward that person, whoever they are, a loved one, your husband, your wife, your exes, whoever they are, in-laws, whoever they are, in Jesus' name, somebody who wounded you, hurt you, in Jesus' name, forgive them, because God has forgiven you. He's forgiven us. He let us go scot-free. And now once we receive that scot-free forgiveness, we must give that scot-free forgiveness. But Lord, we give it to them, and we release them. We set them free. We let them go so that we can be forgiven, God, so we can be healed. Some people are not healed because, God, I just realized this, because we're eating the cup. We're eating the bread and drinking the cup unworthily. What's unworthily? That we have unforgiveness toward our brother or sister. Therefore, we bring judgment on ourselves, or we bring, you know, some type of, we just shut ourselves off from the healing virtue of Christ. Wow. Unbelievable. Amazing. Wow. I release you in Jesus' name. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Come out, unforgiveness. Hallelujah. I speak you are forgiven. You are released for that unforgiveness in Jesus' name. You can eat the body and the blood, not discerning. Watch this. Oh, my God, this is the first time I ever see. No, oh, my God. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let every man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats in an unworthy manner drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we might not be condemned with the world. Wow. Discerning the Lord's body. Who is what? Our brothers. Our brothers and sisters. You know, friends, I've never seen this before. This is brand new for me. And this, putting this together with, if we don't forgive them their trespasses, the Father will not forgive us. And what do? We eat the body and the blood of the Lamb unworthily. Oh, my goodness. And we bring, that's why people are sick, you know, that's why many people, because they have unforgiveness, and they keep saying they want God to forgive them their sins so they can get free of their sickness and disease and maybe a devil or two. But they can't because they have unforgiveness, and therefore the Father hasn't forgiven them, so they got their sins piled up, and those sins are creating all kinds of problems. Bringing judgments from, you know, little things to big things. Who doesn't eat in a worthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to themselves. Are y'all hearing that, friend? Eat and drinks judgment to yourself, not discerning the Lord's body. Wow. That's unbelievable. I hope you're getting this tonight. Wow. I tell you, that is waking me up just a little bit. Wow. Are y'all seeing this tonight? I mean, I don't know where you're at. I can't hear you, but I hope you're saying amen and oh me. Because this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So In other words, I haven't been teaching that right. That's what I'm saying. You know, I've been missing that part of it. Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been missing that. See, God's opening up my eyes, y'all. I'm just confessing it right here before everybody. Eating the body and the blood of the Lord and not discerning his body, which is his people, having unforgiveness toward our brothers, is when we eat judgment to ourselves. And therefore, we can't be healed because we're not being forgiven, because we're not forgiving. Wow. I mean, I'm just like, you know, that's just kind of blowing my mind. I mean, that's blowing my mind, y'all. I'm being corrected publicly. Hope y'all enjoy it. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Whoa, my God. Lord of my God. I mean, this is knocking me for a loop here. I never saw this, y'all. For the first time, I'm connecting this information. Dear God. Wow, I'm severely convicted. Severely. I mean, I'm just like in awe right now. God. My God. I haven't seen it. I didn't see this. I didn't see this coming. My God, my Lord and my God. What do I do now? Lord, you know, you show me this for the first time, and forgive me for not seeing it and sharing it with your people correctly. Dear God. He corrects me, friend. You'd be the first one to know it, unless he tells me not to. I've never seen him not do that. I mean, I just like, I am amazingly, this is like blowing my mind. Wow. Wow. I have a feeling some awesome things are going to start happening. Oh, my God. Dear Jesus. But puts you in a, you know, when you let it build up and build up and build up, you become, in a sense, you know, as a heathen, you know, you're not a heathen. Heathen means you're not born again, but you're counted as one to the people. I'm not saying we're that, but that's where it could go, because you get blinded and more blinded and more blinded and more blinded, and you're going to heaven, but it's not about, you know, you don't love Jesus, but it's like, you know, is that love really real? But I mean, is it really you? Because if you have unforgiveness toward your brother and you're not discerning the body, then you're drinking, especially when you're drinking judgment to yourself. And therefore, many people, you know, eat and drink judgment to themselves. That's what it says right there. Not discerning the Lord's body. Therefore, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. In other words, so when we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. See, that's what he wants. He chastises us so that we don't get in that place where we get, like Paul gave that guy over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, you know, for the saving, not for the birthing, but for the saving of his soul, to get him, you know, back into the light again where he could walk and finish the will of God in his life. My God. If you're blown away like I am, I'm like, I don't even know if I can go on right now. I'm like, just like, dear God, how could I not see that? I mean, how could I not see that? I'm a communion person. Now, I know I don't know everything. I don't really know a lot, except the things he shows me, and then I know then. That's why I know things, because when he shows me, then I know that I know. It's not a I think so, I got it from somebody else, and it's awesome, I think it's right. No, when you get it from the Lord, you know it's right, and I know this is right. God, I speak over every person tonight who has been under some kind of judgment because we've not forgiven others. Our sins have not been forgiven because we've had unforgiveness toward our brother. Says a brother, the Lord's body, the, you know, brother. Could be toward anybody, but right now it's focusing on, you know, the body, the Lord's body. We are part of his body. We are his body. We are the temple. So when we have unforgiveness toward somebody in the body and we take communion, which we've been doing it in ignorance, now we know, now that we know, now we may be held more accountable, but I didn't know this before. Now that I know it, I'll be held accountable for it. And so will you that are listening. So congratulations. My God. Mind-boggling. Dear God, I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm just like, right now, I'm just kind of like, blown away. I mean, I want to I don't want to weep. I feel like I'm just almost grieved, like, and yet I'm happy at the same time. It's just crazy because I've seen this for the first time. This now, for the first time, y'all, has come together for me, this communion scripture, for the first time ever. All that finally made sense. It was nothing but a bunch of cool information, but I didn't quite, the puzzle just didn't fit. And now today, tonight, with y'all, it does. Because when I got into this, started doing this tonight, I didn't know this was going to go here. I didn't know we were going to learn this. Examine yourself and why, and about the Lord's body and having unforgiveness in his blood. The Lord, right now, I just speak over myself. I speak over those tonight. We've been ignorant of this. We didn't really understand it. And now you're showing us. It's not about going to hell, friend. You're born again from being a sinner, not from sins, from a sinner. You didn't start listing your sins, and that's why you got saved or born again. No, you came to God as a sinner, separated from God, and God birthed you in his kingdom, and then you learn how to start forgiving and applying the blood and forgiveness. Forgiveness is extremely important. Forgiveness is everything. You got forgiven of being a sinner. Now you get forgiven of sinning once you're in the kingdom. And you get forgiven unless you have sinned against a brother in the body. And it could be everybody. I don't know yet, but that's just all I know right now is what this says. Dear God, are y'all shaken by this? I'm shaken by this. Amazing shaken. Oh, God. Wow. I speak forgiveness over you tonight, everyone, myself, us, you. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. I speak forgiveness over you. We ate his body. We drank his blood. And we did it now knowing what we're doing in a new way. And we forgive that person. I forgive those people who who came against me, who tried to take me down. God, if I have unforgiveness, I forgive them. I let go of them. You can have them, Jesus. I don't want to be a judge. Because I don't know how to judge. I only judge by what you tell me, and then I judge correctly. On my own, I can't judge. I don't know how to judge. I'll judge unrighteously. I don't want to do that. Show me how. I know you want to. Show me how. God, I speak forgiveness over every person. Whatever you've had unforgiveness over somebody, in Jesus' name, I release you from that. You are forgiven in Jesus' name. You are released from that sin. And all the sins you've committed since then that have not been forgiven are forgiven if you've asked him to do it in Jesus' name. You are forgiven. You are released from those sins. They've been stacked up against you over and over again because you've had that unforgiven. And it could be one person, could be 100. I don't know how many are having this issue, but in Jesus' name, you are released from all your sins from the time you got that unforgiveness and held on to it. And all the sins in between where you haven't been forgiven of, I say, you are forgiven. You are loose from those sins in Jesus' name. And now you can know you're forgiven. Now you're going to be saying you have to forgive 100 times. Because you're going to know it because you've forgiven that person, that brother, that sister. Now the Father's forgiven you, and it's like when Peter revealed to Peter, when the Father revealed to Peter, until he shows you, you don't really know it. You can think that's really right, but you don't really know it. It's knowing it that matters. If you don't know it, you'll fall away from it. You will. You got to know it. It's got to be engrafted. Song become part of your life. Wow. This is so cool, man. My God. Woo! Dear Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for setting us free tonight, for loosening your people from our sins since we've forgiven that person. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Man, I'm glad we can have our own church. I don't have to stop and act like I got to do something else. It's, you know, it's got to go with what I'm getting, and I'm getting, like, awe right now. Awe. Wow. Awe. Everybody say, awe. That's what I want to do. Awe. All right, my God, I'm trying to move on. I'm telling you, I'm soaking this in. I don't want to lose anything. I don't want to lose anything. I'm going to be in a rush. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my God. Okay, let's do this thing. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. My Lord and my God. All right, give me a minute. I'll be right there. I'll be right back. Okay, I think I'm ready. Thank you for your giving tonight. Man, thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. It saves our soul, right? Saves us. It doesn't birth us. It saves us. It saves our soul. It brings our soul into a place of getting close to God. Wow. What an amazing phenomenon that is. Get close to God. You know, we're already born again. We're very close to him, but it's back. We've had sins building up because we had unforgiveness. We didn't even know we weren't being forgiven. That's why the scripture is so boggling my mind. It's not about going to hell. I know I ever say that a lot, but a lot of people, you know, think that it's not true. It's not about that. You got born again by getting your sins forgiven. You got born again by being forgiven as a sinner. Every sin you ever committed was forgiven. It wasn't the list that you gave him when you You got born again as a sinner, as a whole, as a person, as a sinner. The kind of person that you were was a sinner. Now you're not a sinner. Now you're a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God. And now when you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, and he forgives you of your sins. When you sin, if you don't have unforgiveness toward a brother, I mean, that just kicks it right out of the water. I mean, like, oh, my God, how can you get around that? You can't get around that. Unbelievable. Like, it just sets it right in line. Like, oh, my Lord. My Lord and my God. How could I have missed that? I mean, I knew different pieces of it, but no, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay, I think I can pray now. I'm just like, thank you, Jesus. Daryl, Paul, our first offering tonight, and Nicole, our second offerer tonight, they got engaged today, y'all. Daryl and Nicole got engaged today. Daryl sent me a thing that I asked Nicole to marry me, and she said she would. Wow. Let's see, where do you do that at? Nicole's sending a, yeah, a big smile, absolutely. Isn't that cool? They got engaged today. I'm trying to find that exact text. Yeah, Nicole and I are sending to you. Said, me and Nicole are engaged. This is our Christmas picture. What am I missing? Tanisha says, congratulations. God bless Daryl and Nicole. Tanisha says, God bless you guys. Other people send their congratulations later. Nikki says, tell them congratulations. Yeah, I'm sure all this will come in tonight or tomorrow. When people find out, we'll be talking about it. Hey, amen. They are, what's the word? Oh, 6/1/23, June the 1st was the date. Okay, y'all are in trouble now. How come I'm just now finding out about it? That's going to have warrant some forgiveness right there. Sorry, he says, oh, 7/1. Okay, now you're forgiven. He wrote the wrong date. I told him, I said, June the 1st was the date, and then you're, oh, my God, now we're going to have to pray forgiveness for you all over again because that's not good. Sorry, July the 1st. Now, that's better. Much, much better. Hallelujah. Wow, congratulations, you guys. That is absolutely awesome. Daryl and Nicole are getting married. Me and Nicole are engaged. Wow. That is awesome, man. July the 1st. Wow. Woo! Well, who's next? That's what I got to say. This is awesome, man. Absolutely awesome. Congrats. Congratulations. Big time. All right. Wow. Well, we're flowing, we're rolling in the dough as far as, you know, the blessing. Got another one getting hooked up here. Hallelujah. There were neighbors. Nicole had her fishing rod out and one day out in the yard and slung the bait over there and he went for it. Not really, that's not what happened. But... smart girl. Story. I know a little bit of the story, but she got her fishing rod out. She didn't even have to go down. She didn't have to go to the lake, man. Didn't even have to go to the lake. Didn't even have to go to the lake. Went next, across the street or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but something like that. I think she was faking a flat or something. Faking some, you know, car business. And that was her bait. And y'all, I'm full of it tonight. I'm messing with Nicole and Daryl. I'll probably get in trouble over that one. The Lord lead me. The Lord led me. Okay. There you go. Now we're getting the real story. I knew if I said some really bad stuff that wasn't right, that we'd start getting the real story. That's how you do it. She was right across the street. Okay, I knew something like that. What I'm saying is she didn't have to go to the lake, man. Just threw her rod out there, you know. Cast her bait out there, you know. Man. And Daryl Paul says, make sure the Lord led me to her. I know. That is awesome. I know they don't mind me playing. They like to play, I think. I know they do. It's good. Anyway, I love it. Everything I just said is a bunch of bull, except for what he says. She was right across the street. And the Lord led him. Yeah, I can't remember something with the car. Wasn't there something with the car going on? Maybe not. I can't remember exactly. She said something about it, but I can't remember. I just playing, but I don't remember exactly the details. Maybe it wasn't a car. Maybe it was something else. Oh, my God. That is hilarious. I love it. All right, y'all know I like to play. I'm not a serious kind of prophet. I'm one of those playful ones. All right, I'm getting some real confessions now. She was trying to jump her car, and I came and helped. There it is. I knew it was something like that, yeah. Nicole said, I was giving my car a jump in front of my house. He came over to help me. That's a mess. That's good. See? He come to help you. He came over to help you. And what happened? He's helping you. Yeah. That is so awesome. So you have to know how to do this stuff. You have to really start saying a bunch of stuff that's not true, and then the truth comes out about it. Nicole says, I was giving my car a jump in front of my house, and he came over and helped me. Wow. Okay. I thought it was something like that, but I couldn't remember. So I just made up all that other stuff. Of course, I'm confessing that I didn't lie. I just kind of told a little story. It was like a parable, except not exactly right. Wow. Daryl's a very sensitive person. He knows how to help the right person at the right time, and God blesses him. Right? Isn't that awesome? I love it. I better be quiet before I say something really, wrong. And I start playing, I get carried away. All right, I better move on from that. At least I want to try to. Awesome, you guys. Congratulations. That is absolutely beautiful. Daryl Paul sent that to me today, saying he finally got her. I'm like, hallelujah. So I guess I'll have y'all's picture on the website along with Nicole. I'm getting everybody's pictures with their husbands or their boyfriends or their friends, whatever they got. I'm trying to get, if you don't have a boyfriend, of course you're single, but I'm getting everybody's picture with their, who's on there too, that are hosts. And I was putting it on there today. So when they sent me a picture of the Christmas picture, you'll see it on the website. I'm going to open that up. I think it's actually, you can go on your phone right now and put in there pgn-endtime.site, S-I-T-E. I'll try to send it out. And it's not finished yet, right? I'm just kind of, it's just kind of on the way. But you can go there right now, pgn-endtime.site, S-I-T-E. And you'll see those pictures that I have already of them. I didn't get their permission, so I may be in trouble with that. But picture of them, picture of all of our week hosts, our weekday host. And then I'm going to put our weekend host on there, too. I'm working on getting the weekend host on there. That'll be next. And, all right. Barb, let's see. We'll have LaShawn. LaShawn's picture's on there, but not. I haven't got that group set up yet. You'll see him there, and then Carmen, and then Angela Joy, and then we're going to have also everybody who fills in. We haven't had much filling in a while, but all our filling people will have their names on there too, so we're giving credit for everything that made PGN what it is. All of our volunteers, we're thankful for all of it. All right, let's pray. Start. Oh my gosh, it's almost 11 o'clock. All right, let's pray over offerings tonight. Let me check one more time here and make sure that I got everything going. Okay, Randy, looking good on the site. Okay, you saw it on the site, okay? You guys saw that. All right, that's just, I don't have the other group. I don't have the weekend guys on there yet. But I need a better picture of you guys. If you can find one. That one was kind of like not the highest quality, but I tried to fix it up a little bit, but it was really a rough picture. But y'all look great. Y'all look great on there. Little Christmas tree in the background. And you can see our other hosts. And then we'll fix it, but the weekend host on there. I've got all their pictures going on and trying to fix all that. Going to get it going on, get all that happening. There's a lot to be done on the website yet, but at least you can kind of see a little bit of what's going on with it. And we're getting our host and very involved. I think we're going to have a page. Each of our hosts are going to have a page where they can put anything they want on there, whatever they want to put on there, they can put on there. So each of our hosts will have a page. That way they can identify what they're doing, what's going on, whatever they want to say, whatever they want to talk about. All right, that's kind of what we're doing with our new website. The hosts are going to be all over the place with me, and because they're all over the place with us within PGN, so very cool. Prayer of offerings tonight. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for going there and seeing that. All right, Daryl Paul, $9.99. Thank you for that. And I put on there engaged. They're engaged. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah. All right. they were probably praying over you, thinking, just compare on you and Nicole's offering too. I just put Nicole's right below yours, even though it's not in line with the rest of them. But $9.99, thank you, Lord, for that, God, that you're just setting up a new structure with you, with Daryl Paul, Father, bringing about, giving wisdom, giving Daryl wisdom, God, wisdom that he's never seen or known before, because as he yields to you, Jesus, every time we yield to the Lord, Daryl Paul, in different ways, he gives us wisdom for that next level, for that next place. And I thank you, Lord, for giving wisdom, because he asked for wisdom, and may God give him wisdom in Jesus' name, how to do, what to do, what to be, how to be it, how to change, how to keep growing in faith and learning and growing and changing and becoming more gloriously filled with the Holy Spirit. God, I just thank you for his life, God. I thank you for rededicating him tonight afresh and new to you, Jesus, for this new season for him, Father, and that we just dedicate Daryl Paul to you. And also, Nicole, for $15.55, thank you for that. I'm going to put those together. Let me see. Hang on a second here. All right. I want you to look at this. When you put $9.95 together with $15.55, let me make sure I did it right. Yeah, when you put those two offerings together, $9.99 and then $15.55, it comes up to $2,554. Now look at that, $2,554. Two is like double. Or more, two has to do with two. It's like when one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. So two and then five, grace on Daryl Paul, grace on Nicole. Two, 2,554. Two, when one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. Five and five is 10. Which 10,000, which turns it into is in 2,554, and you know, four like means the world. It means like, you know, be blessed in the earth realm. And okay, so that's kind of what I'm saying to Daryl Paul tonight. It's like God's gonna give you wisdom on how to one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000, and it goes from two five five four to double that. So in other words, God's going to, like the guy who had the five talents, took the five talents, made 10 out of them, so he doubled it. So he went from double to, you know, so you're going to, 2,554, two is double, and then four is doubling the double. Lord, I'm trying to step out of here. I always try to step out. And so thank you, Lord, that one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000, God, and they double their double. Lord, just bless them with doubling their double. Double each one of them individually, and then double them together, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Double for all their trouble. Blessings for all their troubles, God, all the things they've gone through, in Jesus' name. Double. Double the blessings. Double the grace. 255, doubling the grace. 255 is two, is twice, double the grace on each one of them in Jesus' name, that they can reach the world, that they can go into the world, minister whatever they need to minister, be blessed in whatever they need to be blessed in their financial realm, in their friendship, in their love, in their marriage, Father, in their engagement, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless, Father. Let the anointing bring forth life in them in Jesus' name, and recovery of all things. Recovery of all things. Everything that belonged to Daryl's family DNA that's been lost, everything that belonged to Nicole's family and it's been lost for whatever reason, whatever way, let it be restored and bring double their double in Jesus' name with your mighty grace, God. Grace. Ra. That's when you add those two offerings together. It's 2554. Anybody else get anything with 2554 or whatever, just let me know. All right. Awesome. My God, in the name of Jesus, bless that, Father. We lift it up and we bless it and we break it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be done. Wow. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for that. Robin from Oregon, $10. Thank you. Pray for Don. Lord, pray for Don tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that Don, you're giving Don a new life, a new beginning, a new season, a new lease on life, God, a new blessing for knowing he's forgiven, you know. Little thing, big, it doesn't matter. You know, forgiveness is, sometimes we have, the biggest unforgiveness we have is toward ourselves. Sometimes our forgiveness has to do with us. Yeah, yeah. In Jesus' name. Bless him, God. Release that you have. You do not hold things against people. If he doesn't hold things against people, God's not going to hold anything against him. Nothing. That's all it takes is forgiving, blessing, letting go, letting God. God already paid for everything. Pay for your sin, pay for my sin. How dare we think that we can hold somebody's sins, you know, and think, doesn't matter how, if it was really big or really small, it doesn't matter. We let them go scot-free. We bless them, love them, and forgive them, and let it go, and let God replenish. Replenish him, God. Bless him, Jesus. Amen. And Robin, Lord, bless Robin, God. Give her your grace and your favor, Father. Let her find friendship and that fellowship, Father, to join together and be, you know, have someone to draw together with and to draw closer to God with and draw closer to each other with. Let that be allowed in her life in Jesus' name. Amen. To move forward in her life in Jesus' name, to be set apart for you and for your glory. Amen. To be just as if nothing ever got messed up. Just as if nothing ever got messed up. God sets it right, sets it and blesses it in Jesus' name. Amen. Sarah, $10. Thank you, Sarah, for that $10. In Jesus' name, we bless you and thank you for everything you're doing. And open up her eyes, God, like we talked tonight about opening up eyes. Open up her eyes so she can see what she needs to see, just like there's things I don't see that I need to see. People think, well, you think open my eyes mean I'm not seeing everything? Of course you don't see everything. Neither am I. I'm not seeing everything either. Are you kidding me? That's why I eat his bread every day and drink his body and drink his blood and eat his body, is because I want to see everything. I don't want to miss anything. We need to eat his body so we can get our eyes open. So we don't miss anything. We think, oh, I see so much. Well, yeah, you haven't even seen anything yet. It's going to get great. It's going to get awesome. If you can just let that hunger and that thirst for Jesus, Sarah, open you up to say, God, I don't want to miss anything. We come so short of the glory. Coming short of the glory isn't like some horrible mess we made. Coming short of the glory means we don't get to enter into the greatest, the most unlimited thing God has for us. That's what the glory is. It's unlimited. The glory is not limited. It's unlimited. God has an unlimited thing, and we just think that if we can just have enough to pay our bills and eat, take care of our family, we're fine. No, I mean, that's awesome. But God wants to do so much more, and I ask you to bless, open her up, God. If there's anybody she hasn't forgiven, God, let her forgive them in Jesus' name. Let her let them go. I talk about my stuff all the time, my sins, my unforgiveness. You know, if I'm a servant of God and I have that stuff sometimes, you know, I mean, people shouldn't take offense to me talking about this. God is good. We fail. We mess up. Yeah, we do. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be done, Lord. Let it be done. Hallelujah. Uncover everything, God. For Sarah, uncover God so she can see to walk in your glory. You don't want anyone to come short of the glory. That means we all can walk in the glory in the earth, the glory of giving God all the glory because we got all the glory that he wanted to give us, every blessing. We don't come short of anything. We have exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask to think or even imagine. That's glory, man. Sin is coming short of the glory. Well, you're a sinner. Well, I'm living a righteous life. What do you mean? Well, somehow we're coming short of the glory, somehow. Because sin is coming short of the glory. It doesn't mean you're a, quote, a sinner, sinner. It means we're not receiving everything God asked for. It's so much more. We live on this little piddly thing. Oh, yeah, I'm barely making it. And I don't really have anything. I'm not going to get anything. Yeah, you are. All right. Bless you, Sarah. You're a blessing. All right, Barbara, $10 seed for Michael. Plant the seed for Michael. And Lord, we just thank you for blessing that situation, Father. We thank you for blessing that friendship, that relationship, that thing going on. God, we ask you to bless Michael, to let Michael see the way to life, the way to his next move, the way to his next, to the victory, where he doesn't, miss out on the blessing that you have for him, Father. Take away the loneliness and the despair and whatever things he goes through, secretly and privately. Open him up to that. He can have fellowship with you, Jesus, by simply stepping into your will and agreeing with your will completely. The more completely we open up to his will, the more joy we have, the more freedom we have, the more blessings we have. He only blesses us, Michael, for walking in his will, period. It's going to be something that's fun and exciting. It's not some hard thing to do that we had to really whip ourselves every day and be, it's blessing. Yeah, we lay our life down. Yeah, we die to self. The joy from that is amazing. Amen. For Barbara, God bless her for that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for opening up those new places for her to see and connect to love, Father, and the love of the Father, the love of a man, the love of for that man in her life, God. In Jesus' name, bring forth that man in her life in the name of Jesus. Let her see it. Let her know it. Let her walk in it. Let her draw nigh to God, and God and God's blessing will draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Break any fears. Sometimes we don't know we have fears. Sometimes we have fears that are hidden. And those fears hinder us. Fears that hinder me, stop me from moving forward. I've had them. I said, God, what's stopping me from moving forward? Oh, you got a fear of that, right? No, I don't. Yeah, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. I'm like, okay. All right. And he showed me things. I go, oh, my God. Wow. It's like tonight when I saw that about communion and the brother, that God doesn't forgive us if we don't forgive our brothers. Oh, my God. And if we drink, unworthily, we bring judgment or open a door up for judgment or chastisement or sickness or disease. I mean, my God. I mean, that's scary. Now that we know that, we're going to have to walk in it. Awesome. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Open our eyes when we can't see. Open our eyes to the things that we can't see. We're blinded until he opens our eyes. That's why the prophetic word is so important, because the prophetic word becomes a word that's bread that opens your eyes, opens my eyes, opens the eyes of the people who receive the bread and eat the bread like it's holy, instead of smack and wipe your mouth and don't give God the glory for it. Like, okay, well, that's just another word. It's just some more bread. Right? None of our PGM people, I'm talking about people in general, they don't honor the word of the Lord. Amazing. All right, Cynthia, $20. I think Arnold Cynthia also has a friend named Mike that she's, Mike and Michael. He has Mike, is that right? I think it's Mike. Yeah. All right, Lord, we thank you for Cynthia and Mike. I would thank you, Lord, for that, those blessings. We thank you, Lord, for that love, Ram God. You have us as part of the covenant. Part of the covenant is having somebody in our life who can love and be loved. Jesus. Hallelujah. Teach Mike how to lay down his life, God. Lay down your life brings joy and satisfaction. Teach Cynthia how to receive it. Let him learn how to walk together in that blessing, Jesus. Open up and let all the fears of relationship and all the things that we've had in the past be washed away when we eat the body and drink his blood. We wash away the past fears that hinder us from moving forward. Thing people don't realize it. God's always opening my eyes to think, I think I already know. And then I find out, oh, I knew some of it, but not near enough. Wow. Open up, God, and bless. Intervene. Convene. Give me a second here. I'm not sure what this means. I'm trying to look at something here. Give me a second. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for covering, God. I thank you, Lord, for Cynthia's covering, God, that you bless her in her covering. In Jesus' name, open up the covering room for the Father. She'll know she's covered. But she knows she's has someone who will cover her and protect her and be her friend. Hallelujah. Weave them together, Father. Condraw them. C-O-N-D-R-A-W. Condraw. That's the word I got. I kind of look at it, but didn't really say a lot. It's like a weaving together. That's what it means. That's the word I got, condraw. That's why I stopped everything. I could look at the word condraw. I never heard the word condraw before. Condraw is a hairdo where they weave it together. It's woven together, like weaving together. Condraw means like it's, yeah. That's why I stopped to look it up. It's weaving together. All right, Cynthia, there you go. Hallelujah. All right, can draw. All right, Sally, $20 UK London. Thank you, Sally, for that, $20. And thank you, Jesus, God, for blessing her, God, and showing your care for her, Father, in this whole thing of forgiveness, of feeling forgiven, of knowing she's forgiven. Sometimes, Sally, I've talked about this lately, I don't know if you'll be able to listen or not, but about forgiveness, sometimes we think the root of, sometimes I have thought the root of some people's problems was that they had unforgiveness toward other people, or they needed forgiveness from them or to forgive them or whatever. When I found out that God was showing me that the root of everybody's forgiveness issue really is forgiving yourself. So, I mean, everybody deals with the human nature. We deal with this stuff. We gotta wake up this and acknowledge that thing that tries to make us feel, you know, like we're still guilty of something, yet, you know, we don't anything really. Yeah, I mean, not like, wow, guilt and shame tries to hit us over. And I have dreams sometimes of guilt and shame, trying to, like, the enemy in my dreams trying to make me feel guilty of something. You know, it's gone on all my life. Most people have that one way or the other. It's forgiving yourself is the greatest thing you can do. God, I thank you for speaking that forgiveness. I speak forgiveness over yourself, that you can forgive yourself for things you didn't even really do that were whatever, what really a sin, things you blame yourself for. Well, I really did, should have done better at this, should have done better at this. And you condemn yourself in the name of Jesus. You are released from that. I release you from that condemnation. I release you from that. You are blessed. You are forgiven. You are pure. You are clean. You are holy before God. In the name of Jesus, you are not guilty. You are released. You are free. A lot of things we hold ourselves guilty over is basically nothing in God's eyes, but we still do it to ourselves because this is part of our nature. It's condemnation. That's why it says, therefore now, no condemnation to those in Christ. You can be living pure as a driven snow and feel guilty about something, just not know what it is. Can't figure out what it is, what I feel guilty about. Yeah, because it's something there in the spirit realm that tries to hit us, and our fleshly nature tries to draw us into that, and there's nothing to be drawn into. It's a lie from hell. God, forgive. There's no more condemnation. We bring things to Jesus and forgive and get forgiveness. There's no more. The guilt and shame is over, done. But the residue of it is what we carry, and I speak over the residue of anything in our life in Jesus' name. Done. Not done. Doesn't matter. You are released. You are forgiven. You are blessed. You are favored. Sally, you are favored. You are favored. Don't doubt it. In Jesus' name, wash away everything in Jesus' name. All right. Marie, $25. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Marie, for blessing Marie, God. Thank you, Lord, for speaking blessings over her. Thank you for speaking healing over her life, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for reversing the curse. You know, I'm not talking about the curse of the devil. I'm talking about what the curse of, like, you know, losing something. You know, I know you had a problem with losing hair at one time. You know, of losing our health, of losing. We get older. We can get older and still be healthy, right? We're not supposed to losing your health is losing something. We're supposed to have health. And if anything beyond hell is a loss, we get that back. Jesus paid for that. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for Marie, that you have bought her back, bought back everything. She's justified, just as if she never did anything to open herself up to any kind of anything. She is just as if she never did anything. In Jesus' name, done, 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 blessed. Open to the glory of God. Open to the blessing. Open to joy, open to freedom, open to believing that you have, that you're worthy because you are his daughter. Not because you've done a bunch of great things, because you're his daughter, period. Not that great works you've done, it's about as being his daughter. You're his daughter. May God show you are his daughter. You're his baby doll. You're his child. You're his honey. You're his sweetie. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, dear God. You are blessed. Now, there's something about going on tonight in the spirit realm, y'all. There's something happening right now with all this stuff. God's releasing favor. You already had the favor, but you couldn't see it, just like on the road to Emmaus. I started out with that tonight. Totally spontaneous. The road to Emmaus thing was huge. I'm thinking, how am I going to explain what I see here with it? Because they were blinded. They had their blessing right there in front of them. They had their favor right in front of them. Their healing was right there in front of them. But they couldn't see it because they thought, you know, something just didn't come to pass and that didn't work. And so, you know, and yet it did. And they couldn't see it until he broke bread with them. then they realized Jesus was right there with them, walking with them. That's why didn't our hearts burn within us? They start putting it together. Why is our heart burning when this stranger's talking? He must be a preacher somewhere, or a priest or something, or somebody knows the word a lot. My God, who is this guy? And all Jesus was doing was talking about prophecies about himself. Now, he had to suffer, die, open their eyes. Thank you, Lord, for opening Marie's eyes, Jesus, to the things that are right there in front of her that she can't see. None of us can see it until you open our eyes. Then our eyes are open. Let her eat your bread, eat your body, and drink your blood. Your eyes open. I got to open my eyes to this, what I caught on tonight. I mean, that happened while I was on the show tonight. Totally amazing. Corrected right in front of everybody, in my opinion, is what it felt like. What an awesome thing to be corrected. It just straightens you, makes you feel straight. I like being straight. I want to be straight. Yeah. I want to be straight, man. Okay, Shannon, $20. Okay. Shannon, 20. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Lord, for Shannon. Shannon is believing, you know, talking about Daryl and Nicole tonight and the blessing on that. Wow. I love it. And then Shannon gives tonight. And, of course, you know, he's believing God for that. So we're so thankful that the Lord is opening up that people can have something to stand and believe on. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for that connection, God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Lead them together. Lead them together, God, just like you led. See, that was what's so beautiful about what Daryl Paul said about being led to Nicole. Was, you know, I think Shannon heard that, and he connected to that. See, that's the thing. They got to connect to what God's doing. He connected that. He said, please let God lead us together to each other. And I'm adding to it like Nicole and Daryl. God, lead us to each other. All the obstacles to be removed in Jesus' name. Let all the obstacles be removed in Jesus' name. Yes, and sometimes the obstacles are right in front of us. That's what we're talking about tonight. It's not like some horrible sinner, demon, witchcraft thing going on. I mean, you know, it's the fact that we have unforgiveness toward people and we don't forgive ourselves. I mean, it's just that simple, y'all. That's probably the most simple gospel you can do. And everything else just seems to, when we get through that, our eyes get opened up and God starts forgiving our sins because we have forgiven our brothers or the body. Body. Yeah, especially the body, especially the body. There we go. Yeah, he said, you're not discerning the body. I mean, what a powerful, this thing hit me tonight like a rock, like, oh my God. Dear Jesus. Anytime I have unforgiveness towards somebody in the body, from that time on, once it's settled in and I have definitely unforgiveness, not just having trouble with it, but having, from that time on, we don't forgive our brothers, then God doesn't forgive us. Then our sins stack up and stack up and stack up. Like I said, it's not about going to hell. It's about darkening you where you cannot see where Jesus is. What opened your eyes? What he did on the cross. Do this in remembrance of me. What I did was forgive and forgiveness. Forgiving yourself, forgiving them. Thank you, God, for that, for Shannon tonight, God, that he will be able to forgive himself for things in the past, things with other relationships, possibly things that went on. We all have stuff. We're human beings. I forgive. You are forgiven. In Jesus' name, you are forgiven, Shannon. You are forgiven. Whatever you're holding against yourself, I don't know, it could be big, little, basically nothing. Could be nothing, really, that you're holding yourself. And you are forgiven. I loose you from all that. You are forgiven of that. You are not guilty. In Jesus' name. So that's the hindrances. That's the blockages. It's not the people praying against you and all that. That's that really very little bit. Because Satan has nothing in you when you don't have anything in you of unforgiveness toward a brother. Right? And I've talked about mine several times about stuff I had even recently. Snuck in on me again. And I'm a servant of God. You know? I mean, I'm God called. And I'm talking about my stuff publicly because I want people to know. And it'll shut me down just like it'll shut anybody down. And there's something in me to attach to me when people are ugly to me. And then it attaches and then it hinders me. And, you know, I'm talking about me. Yeah, we need help, y'all. We need broken bread. Broken. Something that we can go be honest with ourselves and go, yeah, I think I haven't forgiven myself for what I did to that person, you know, years ago or whatever it is. I mean, it ain't been that much. Doesn't matter what it is, how big it is. The hindering blocks, that's what they are. It's not people. No one can separate me from the love of God. It's my unforgiveness. That's it, period. Once we get that on them, there's no attachment. Any demon, any devil, any witchcraft, any voodoo, anything, anybody tries to curse me, it can't. You think people don't try to curse me, bro? Are you kidding me? You know why I don't worry about it? Because I know I'm blessed. I mean, I really know I'm blessed. And it's been taking me years to learn it, like Abraham. Abraham, first God said, I'm going to protect you, and he curses, blessing. And he said, okay. He didn't really believe it. But as he went along, he began to see how God did it for him, and he started believing it. That's what happens to us, same way. It didn't happen overnight. You got to get a hold of that. We have to connect to that. And people can't touch us. We curse ourselves more than by unforgiveness and not forgiving ourselves, mainly. And if you're not forgiving yourself, how are you going to be able to forgive anybody else? You can't. When you don't forgive yourself, you're not going to be able to forgive anyone else. Me, you, all of us. Man, this message is like ringing in my soul right now. Oh, my God. That's like the answer to, my God. And I realized that if I didn't forgive myself, how could I forgive anybody else if I couldn't forgive myself? How can I love anybody else if I don't love myself? How can I love my neighbor if I don't love myself? You don't love your neighbor first to be able to love yourself. You love yourself first because you know that he first loved you. You didn't love him first. He first loved you. And then you realize that, you're going, then if he loved me, then I can love me. And if I can love me, then I can love my neighbor. If I can forgive me, I can forgive anybody. Yeah, Greg, same thing, $20. Forgiving yourself. Brother, I know everybody I know deals with this. So, I mean, this is something we could nail everybody with. If you say nail it, I mean, like I'm messing with that. But, I mean, in Jesus' name, you are forgiven. You are released. You're released from the things you have unforgiveness toward yourself. Have you not forgiven yourself for what you did when you walked away from whatever you walked away from in the anointing? You're forgiven of that. You got to forgive yourself, man. I'm speaking to you right now. I'm releasing to you forgiveness. Just like the captain of the host of the army of the Lord told Joshua to be, he gave him courage by saying, be courageous. I'm telling you tonight, be forgiven. Be forgiven. Forgiven for what you did or did. Whatever you think you did, doesn't matter. Forgive yourself. You can't even forgive others if you don't forgive yourself. You are forgiven, my brother. You are released from that. You're loose from all the condemnation. You're dragging yourself through the mud. Well, I don't know what it is. Well, it wasn't that bad. I wish I wouldn't have done this. I wish I wouldn't have done that. Sure. Well, I know about that. You know what? But you're forgiven. Just as if you never did it. Gone. cleansed, washed, free, Greg. Then you can forgive others. And then you can have your sins forgiven by the Father because you're able to forgive them. Threefold cord. Forgive yourself. And you forgive others. When you forgive others, then as you walk along life, you'll be forgiven for your sins. If you don't, those sins will build up. You can say, God, forgive me for that. And you know what? God says, I can't forgive you because you didn't forgive not only yourself, you didn't forgive your brother. And you're never going to be able to forgive your brother if you don't forgive yourself. See? It's simple. And we just, and that's my job as a priest, speak over you to release you, like the captain of the host army with Joshua. I said, well, look, that he spoke courage into him by saying, be courageous, Joshua. Be courageous. You had to speak it into him. I'm speaking into you. Be forgiven, my brother. Be forgiven. Be loose. Be justified, just as if you never did. Just if you, whatever you think you did, didn't do, whatever matter, whatever, trying to figure out what did I do. What doesn't matter, whatever it was, you still got unforgiveness for yourself. We're doing it. And Jesus said, I loose you from that now by the power of God. Come out, condemnation. Let my brother live and walk in the glory in the name of Jesus. No one's holding anything over you. You hold it over yourself. Just like me. If I can say it about myself, you know, I know it's got to be true about others. Human nature thing. Angela Joy, $40. Thank you, Lord, for Angela. Thank you, God. She sent me a word last night. I said, thank you for that word last night. You are welcome. And the same thing, I'm going to speak this to everybody. I guess I'm going to speak to everybody now, but we're going to release people from so they can forgive themselves for coming short. What did I do? What have I done? How come I can't get a breakthrough? We usually blame ourselves. Oh, we try to make it look like we're blaming the devil and other people for their hindrances and they're saying, I don't like you and whatever. But the truth is, it's that we're saying we don't like ourselves. That's really what it is. Something, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing? I'm doing everything I know to do. So the harder we try to do right, you know, I'm talking about me, more try to get it right, by doing more right, more just, you know, forgive yourself. Whatever you think you came short of. What do you think, you know, some people just think, well, I guess I'm just not Something's wrong with me. You know something's wrong. They just can't figure out what it is. They blame everybody, blame everything, like I've done, you know, the devil, this, and that, and I'm kind of find out I'm blaming my, even though it may not be right, I'm blaming myself for it. Blaming myself. So, well, that's going to be something wrong with me for all the stuff you, because everywhere I go, it's happening to me, so it's got to be me. Whether it is or isn't, doesn't make any difference. But we blame ourselves. In Jesus' name, you are released. You are forgiven. You're joined to the glory of God. Not just to the Lord. You're already joined to the Lord. But you're joined to the glory of God. Things that will bring him glory. That will glorify. You know, Jesus said, I've glorified you. And the Father says, you know, and he said, glorify, Jesus said, glorify me with the glory that I had before. So we say the same thing. Glorify us with the glory that we had before. What was that glory? Well, we can go back to Adam and Eve, to things we used to have. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever we attach to, whatever we think. Jesus said, let me read it to you. John 17. Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. And now glorify thou me, O Father, with thyself, with the glory which I had before this world was with thee. In other words, return me back to the greatest glory that, you know, the glory of the greatest, whatever that's been in your life, whatever it has been in your life, return me back to that glory, the purity, that some people want to go back to the purity they had. I mean, that's what I do when I first got saved, man. The purity I had was so amazing. Sometimes I think, God, if I don't have that, bring me back to that purity, that pure, innocent purity. Return me back to the glory that I had with you. Jesus, do it, God. Do it in Jesus' name. Restore me. Bring me into the glory that we shared before whatever that is in your life. Into the glory. It's like God restoring. Why would Jesus ask for something of the past if it wasn't awesome? And now, Father, glorify me, John 17, verse 5, in your presence with the glory I had with you before. In other words, in the past. Then the glory of that glory is going to be, our new glory we're going to have is going to be greater than that. Right? Yeah, it's going to be greater than that. So return the glory, God, in Jesus' name. The glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, the glory of the Holy Spirit. Glory that Jesus' name brings to us. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Nikki and Charles, $75. Thank for Josh and Christian. Lord, thank you for that. It's her son and her grandson. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Josh and Christian. God, we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. $75, we just bless them. God, we thank you that you bring your glory upon them. You bring your restoration upon them. You bring your forgiveness upon them, that they will forgive themselves, Father, for whatever they've done, so they can receive your forgiveness. Because sometimes people ask for forgiveness, and they can't seem to feel forgiven because, you know what, they have a lot of unforgiveness in their life. And God's not going to forgive us if we're not forgiving others. So God, show Josh and Christian both how to forgive people. It could be their mother, their father, their uncle, their aunt, their brother, sister, grandma, grandpa. It could be anybody. Whoever it is, doesn't matter. Release them, God, into that place in the name of Jesus so you can restore us all, restore Josh and Christian back to the purity that we had with you in the beginning. In the name of Jesus. You know, we had when Josh was put into the womb of your womb, Nikki, and Christian was put into the womb of Destiny. You know, that glory they had before in the heavenlies was amazing. That's kind of what Jesus was saying. He said, I want the glory that I had with you before I came to the earth, before the earth ever began, when everything was just pure and beautiful. Same thing with Josh and Christian and all of us. Nikki and Charles, I pray that over them too. God, that you will restore them. You restore the glory. Let that glory that they once had with you before they entered into their mother's womb, that glory of the Father, in the presence of God, that's what Jesus is saying. Restore to me what I had in your presence before the world began. That's, all of us had that. We were all came from that place and entered into our mother's womb. The glory we had, that's what God's doing. He's restoring us to the glorious purity. Before we ever did anything wrong, before we even were put into our mother's womb, and then we became sinners. Before we were made sinners by being put in our mother's womb, before we ever even sinned, we were sinners in our mother's womb. Before that, the glory, God, I'm getting something out of this, y'all. God. Dear Jesus. Y'all seeing this? I never saw that before. I'm seeing this for the first time tonight. Restore me with the glory that I had. I just figured this out. Restore the glory that I had before I entered into my mother's womb and became a sinner. Therefore, he's restoring back to me. It's just as if I never sinned or was never born a sinner, even though I was. It's just as if I wasn't ever born a sinner. I was still in the glory of the Father, except I want it here in the earth. Glorify me with that.
Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory which I had before I came into this world and before even the world began. And Jesus never had any sin in his mother's womb. But he wanted to restore that original glory. That's what we're going for, friend. The original glory. Yee-haw. I mean, literally, yee-haw. My God. Wow. Pari machanta. Acuari parije palano ochoco. Shibanape. Well, I'm getting blessed tonight, y'all. I don't know what's going on with anybody else. Woo! He's blowing my socks off tonight. I mean, this is like, dear God. It's not some emotional thing. This is a deep conviction thing. Deep conviction in me tonight. Convicting me. You know, convincing. Convict means to convince. He's convincing me tonight. And once you're convinced that God is with you, brother, it don't matter what witch, what warlock, it don't matter what demon, what devil, the devil, anything, anybody, it cannot. When you know that God has blessed you and that God is with you, First, we're not convinced. In all truth, we're not convinced. We know he is, but how is he really, 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 really with me? I don't know. Let's see what happens. Oh, whoops. Sarah, tell him you're my sister. Okay. Then did it again. They made a lot of mistakes. So what he did out of the process, every time God showed up and was faithful to them, he started seeing that God is really with me, and then he could offer up his own son at the end. That's what the purpose of all God showing him. He came to the peak of knowing God was with him. He said, it doesn't matter if I offer my son or not. Can nothing go wrong? Because I know God is going to do it. He's already shown me many, many times over the years. How can I not offer up to God what he wants when he's never failed me? Not once. I failed him, but he's never failed me. Never. So if I'm convinced of that, how can I ever think some demon can mess with me? Long. Some witch can put a curse in. Jesus said they have nothing in me. So what's in us? Unforgiveness. We don't forgive. We don't get forgiven. Jesus. And that's what he has in us. And he attaches it. That's the only attachment he has is that. It's not because he's powerful. Because you've got something open. Me, you, all of us. Yeah. I know I'm talking to y'all, but I'm talking to me. I mean, I'm really getting a lot out of this tonight. My God. Wow. Dear God, have mercy on me. I mean, you know, don't let me miss anything ever again. Never held accountable for something if you don't know it. Now we know. Now we're going to be held accountable. And it's awesome sense because now we know. Now we can move on. Deeper and higher. All right, Andrika, $100. Thank you, Andrika. $100. Thank you for that. $15 for Andrika. Thank you, Jesus. Let me make sure I get that correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Andrika, $15. And drink it on that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the power to release yourself. You know, we have the authority to release ourselves from things. And then sometimes we do need, God does use priests, you know, like me, preachers, God called ministers to come in agreement with release, to releasing us from debt, to releasing us from, it's not just, I'm just talking about financial debt, I'm talking about debt of any kind. That we feel like we owe, whether it be, you know, financial, social, spiritual, that we might owe somebody else, we think we might owe them, whatever it is, any kind of debt of any kind, on every level, that God has paid those debts, and God's going to give you revelation on that paying debt thing. Did I give you a word like that last night? Is that part of the word? I don't know.
it's coming back to me a little bit. It's about death pain and then about us going about and forgiving them. What was Jesus doing in forgiving? He's shedding his blood and his paying a debt. So we forgive. When we forgive, we pay debts. We forgive somebody, we're paying their debt by Jesus' blood, not by. We can't do that, but we do it by acknowledging him forgiving us, and then we forgive others. We forgive ourselves. Well, thank you, Jesus, for any limitations in Christian and Drika's life, God. Any limitations of things that limit what limits us? Ourselves, mostly ourselves. And most of the time, it's what I've been talking about tonight, unforgiveness. We have unforgiveness toward ourselves. We don't forgive ourselves. Why didn't I tell my father this before he died? Why didn't I tell my mama that before she died? Why didn't I tell my cousin, my brother, my sister, my friend? Why didn't I tell them I'm sorry for whatever it is that, you know, I said something ugly to you one time. I'm sorry about that. You know, you took money from me and I held it against you. I'm sorry for that. Forgive me. Whatever the things are, those are the only things that can limit us. Because the payment of paying other people by us saying, you know, I forgive myself and I forgive them. It's done only through the blood of Jesus. The only payment transaction we can make is through the Holy Spirit, through his blood. And Lord, I thank you for that blood on Christian and Drake. I thank you for anything between them, I'm not talking about marital thing. I'm talking about things that in their genetics that would hinder them. They don't even know it. I speak forgiveness over those genes and those things that would, you know, somehow fight each other, you know, from being able to come unified together and be intimately close. It's what we all dream. Every woman, every man dreams of being intimate with a woman or a man. Because that's what God made us. He wants us to dream of that. In anything, God, in everything, I release forgiveness in the blood of Jesus between Enrique and Chris. Genetic thing, any kind of thing, whatever that may be, gone, washed, forgiven, released in Jesus' name. Let them be united together in love like never before, in forgiveness like never before, always loving and forgiving in Jesus' name, forgiving ourselves. I wish I wouldn't have told Chris that. Chris says, I wish I wouldn't have said that to her like that. I wish I'd have been nicer. I wish I'd have been kinder. I wish I'd have been in a bad mood. I wish I'd been having a hard day. God, help me to be, you know, forgive myself for coming short of the glory, walking in that place with God. Jesus, because we're called to do it. So may I like that for my wife, for the wife to honor her husband, even when we don't deserve it sometimes. Yeah. God help us. Jesus, name. Tyreek, $10. Tori, $10. Thank you, Lord, that you raise. We pray for their future loves. We pray for the loves of their life, God, that you will bring someone that will love them, someone they can lay their life down for, give their life to God, and in Jesus and through Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will lay their lives down, be a blessing. Jesus, name, you bring those blessed hope, women that are of a blessed hope, that are filled with hope and believing for a godly man, and that Tyreek and Tori will be that godly man, a man who's willing to learn and grow and be yielded and give and receive. Jesus, name, bless them, God. Open them up, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. ESW Auto Sales, LLC, $50. Vehicle, God is faithful. Okay, yeah, I don't know if you need a vehicle, what that little vehicle thing is, but I like that little red thing, whatever it is. Amen. In Jesus' name, bless them with that. Bless them what they need, God. Let them bring forth victory in life and prosperity, that they can be blessed to be a blessing, to show God's faithfulness to the world. Look what God can do when you trust him. Look what God can do when you believe it. Look what God can do when you do what he says. When he asks of you and you say, yes, it's all yours, God. And that's when God says, whatever we need, yes, what I have is all yours. God is faithful. We will work less and earn a whole lot more and more. Hallelujah. High five. High ten. Yeah. Jesus' name. Let it be done, God. Bless them. Wash them. Cleanse them. Deliver them. Bring them forth, God, into your glory. Being brought into the glory means the fullness of God's blessing. Not coming short of anything, any fashion or form. Amen. All right. Let's see here. Make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay. Just a moment. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Deborah and Mark, $148. Thank you, Jesus, for that 148. I saw the other offering, Shannon, you got. I'll pray over that later. Thank you, Deborah and Mark. Thank you for that 148 bucks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the communion of love, Father, the communion of the breaking of yokes, yokes, God breaking yokes from past yokes, from things we've yoked ourselves to that, you know, good, bad, ugly, you know, whatever it is, just things, people, things that God wants to I sense that God is sanctifying you and setting you apart, like breaking every yoke. You know, some yokes have been good. We yoke us with people and things and whatever it is. And then, you know, communities, atmospheres and places and, you know, property. And then God breaks the yoke and we get, you know, we enter into a whole nother yoke. We yoke ourselves up with a whole new thing. And when we yoke ourselves up with God, God says, my yoke is easy. Come yoke with me. And you guys are yoking with God. God is sanctifying you and setting you apart. Amen. To bless you with freedom and work to do whatever you want to do. Like, to be free to do what you want. And what you're doing, whether you're doing a lot of it or a little bit of it, that you and love it, you're enjoying it, it's joy to you. It's freedom to you. God is bringing you freedom and joy. Amen. And sanctifying you and setting you apart for his work, for his will, for his purposes. In Jesus' name, that you're being set apart. You have been set apart and are being set apart for the glory of God. Wow, for the glory of God. There you go. I speak the glory of God over Deborah and Mark, God. In Jesus' name, the glory of God upon them, God, that they will walk in the glory, that they will feel the glory, sense the glory. You know, in Jesus' name, feeling like they're not coming short, but they're getting into exceeding abundantly above all they could ever ask or even think or even imagine, according to the power that works within them. In Jesus' name, they will forgive themselves for where they've come up short before and forgive themselves for whatever it is they got to forgive themselves for. In Jesus' name, they will open themselves up to that and know that that they are released from every yoke of every kind, financial, emotional, mental, physical thing, whatever they are, they're broken. I break every yoke upon you in Jesus' name. You're forgiven, you're released. Sometimes forgiveness means, you know, not done something wrong, but sometimes being forgiven, you know, so that you can move on, you know, to a new place, to a new covenant, to a new yoking in Jesus' name. in this sense, he's being, there's a yoking together more than ever. You're doing this thing, and it's yoking you together. You are yoked together to become more yoked together. I'm just saying it the best I can. That's what I'm getting, like, whatever that means. I mean, I know what it means, sort of, but you may know more than me. But in Jesus' name, bless that yoking God. Bless that yoking God. May one put a thousand, two put 10,000. Because when you yoke us together, that's when we're truly yoked. Not just together and married and, you know, loving each other and being friends and having, you know, marriage things that go on all the time and marriage stuff. But no, we're yoked together by God for one purpose. No longer go in different directions trying to do things for God, but doing things for God together. Together again. Yeah, together again. Jesus' name, bless that. All right, Angela, South Carolina, 149. Bless you, Angela. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for courage. I sense that, like Joshua being told by the captain of the host of the army of the Lord to be courageous. It's like the thing that you need right now, really money, it's not really all that, it's courageousness. It's courage, a new level of courage. Joshua was receiving from that angel a new level of courage that he had never had before. He had a lot of courage. He was a faithful man. He was a loyal man. He was a true person. He was a faithful to Moses. I mean, Moses was blessed to have Joshua. Joshua stayed at the tent when Moses got tired and left. He would stay there and, you know, just drink in the glory of God. I mean, it's just amazing. And God's comparing you to that today, and he's saying that now when it came time for you to do your thing with him, with Joshua, to do his thing with God instead of his and Moses, under Moses, now he's like, he needed courage. He needed to be courageous. God knew he could do it. God knew he would do it with his courageousness. But if it takes courage to obey the word of the Lord. Every time I get a word, sometimes some of the words I get are like unbelievable. I'm like, I got to say that, you know, like, okay, whatever you want to do. And it takes courage to say it. You know, he does. He convinces me. He convinces me that it's him. Sometimes it takes months to convince me of something because they're so unbelievable. I mean, like big, I'm talking huge. So courageousness, Angela, that's what he's giving you, courage. Courage to break free from every kind of shortcoming thing. In other words, not having, been able to enter into that fullness of God's glory. It takes courage to break through that. And that's what God's giving you now. Loosen on you. Courage in the chikata, pakata, yekete, yokoto, yokodong, yokodong, de, chikateke, papa. Courage, girl. Be courageous. Be courage. Be encouraged. Let me look that up in Jesus' name. Be courageous. Here it is right here. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. That's what God's saying to you tonight, girl. That's what he's saying to you tonight. It's like I'm somehow being used by God to be the captain of the host of the army of the Lord, so to speak. And he's telling you that. Have I not commanded you? Verse 8 says, the book of the law must not depart from your mouth, Angela. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, everything God commands you in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in all you do, Angela. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Wow. Go through the camp. Tell the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days we will cross over the Jordan to go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God has given you to possess. 3 days. 3 days, Angela. 3 days. That's a word. God. Woo! Somebody. Yeah. This is like, you know, the thing you got to focus on is what we just said. Like for Joshua to do the next thing, it was all about courage. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about anything. It was about courage. Money's great. We need all things, but we need that. But it was like courage will break you through to that place where it'll just come to you. You don't have to go after it. It takes courage. And Joshua was needing it. He was a good man. Yep. Awesome. All right. Donald and Tanya. 194. Thank you for that $194. Thank you, Jesus, for Donald and Tanya. Bless them, Jesus. Open them up. Confirm them, God, as yours. Confirm them. Confirm them that they are yours. All right. I'm missing offerings tonight because I'm getting people to ask me about it. Thank you for bringing it up. I think there's a reason for it. We'll see. All right, Donald and Tanya, 194. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord, to reveal the worthiness, God, of being God's child. That, it, you know, we're talking tonight about, you know, the biggest forgiveness thing that we have in our life, the root is, I'm finding that God has shown me this more and more all the time, is forgiving ourselves. But if we can't forgive our, we don't forgive ourselves for our failures. We don't forgive ourselves. We kick ourselves for, oh, I wish I'd have never done that. I'd have never had all this problem, but I hadn't done that. Well, I can relate to that one big time because I've done a lot of stupid stuff in my life. Sometimes, you know, it just, you know, the guilt and shame, you know, you had done that, you'd be this. And if you hadn't done that, you'd be that, right? I mean, you know, so God's like going, Randy, you got to continually, you know, forgive yourself. You know, if it was a deep thing, you have to forgive yourself deeper. And if you can't forgive yourself or you come up short, how are you going to forgive anybody else? If we don't forgive others, then how are we going to receive forgiveness from the Father? Because it said if we don't forgive our debtors, how can we be forgiven from the Father? The Father doesn't forgive us. So our sins start building up. It's not a go to hell thing, but it's our sins build up. You know, not that we keep doing that same sin, but we don't get forgiveness for the sin we did because we got forgiveness, unforgiveness toward some brother because we can't really forgive ourselves so that we can forgive him. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love yourself, how are you love your neighbor? If you don't forgive yourself, how are you going to forgive your neighbor? Yeah, I'm starting to see this. It's really hitting me hard. Thank you for Donald Tanya, God. All the hell they've been through, all the things, all the way the devil's fought them, and they, God, they've been faithful and loyal to you, God. I thank you for breaking them loose from any self unforgiveness, forgiveness for themselves, for whatever it is, condemnation, guilt, shame, anxiety, that's all revelation of not forgiving ourselves. It's not about always about forgiving others. Because if we can't forgive ourselves, we can't forgive others, right? So that whole thing. So thank you, Jesus, that we walk in that we live in that, in Jesus' name, that we're in that. We're in that place. We forgive ourselves. We're coming short. Oh, if I just hadn't done that. God, forget. God, I speak over Donald and Tanya. Anything in their life, little, small, big, whatever it is, they are, I speak, you are forgiven. You are released. You are washed clean and pure just as if you never did it. You are forgiven, 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 and forgiven. Washed clean. Hallelujah. Just God restoring you. Like Jesus said in John 17, I've been quoting the scripture, not John 17. Restoring you. To that place, Jesus said, restore me, Father, to the glory I had with you before the earth began. You know what that means? And what you and I say, it's saying, Donald Tanya, it's saying, God, restore me to the glory I had before you, before I entered to my mother's womb and became a sinner in my mother's womb. Even though I never sinned in my mother's womb, I was born in sin as a sinner. Restore to me the glory that I had before that. What does that mean? That means in the earth, you can have that same glory. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, glorify me, Father. But the glory I had with you before I came into this earth, before the earth even began, restore that. No, it's, you know, so, oh my God, I've never seen that before. Jesus, do it for Donald and Tony. Open their eyes, God. Let them eat the bread and drink the cup and understand, Jesus, that you open their minds so they can see this deep, deep, deep thing that will take them deep, deep, deep in your love. Deep, deep, deep in the power of God. Deep, deep, deep in the blessings. Deep, deep, deep. Hallelujah. Well, no man can ever pluck you up. Never. Not even yourself. You're so rooted. You're so forgiven. You've forgiven yourself. And you've forgiven others. Every time somebody does something, you can forgive them instantly. Like, oh, I forgive you. Why? Because I can forgive myself. I forgive myself. I'm forgiven, so I can forgive you easy. If I can forgive me, I can forgive anybody. I know Randy Shannon, even though we compare me with other people, I'd probably be a saint. But I did a lot of nasty, bad stuff. But compared to others, you know, I could say, you know, they're a lot worse than I was. But I was still, what I did, I felt horrified about what I did. And the shame and the guilt that still try to carry me. Oh, my God. Wash that and cleanse that. Yeah. And if I don't forgive myself for, you know, then how am I going to forgive anybody else? Yeah. So it's a new thing, man. And we get that, reach the root of it, the forgiveness of myself. And the fruit will be forgiving others and remaining in forgiveness, remaining in love. When you remain in love, all things work together for good, Donald and Donnie, for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Hallelujah. Jesus, bless them with that revelation, Father. Wow. Increase them, God. And all this stuff does is remove everything so you can be fully blessed. Not come short of the glory. Come short of the glory means everything God asks for you, you don't come short of any of it. Every treasure, every reward, everything to be able to do the will of God is totally yours, literally. Physically. All right, Jeannie, $200. Thank you, Lord, for Jeannie. Thank you, Lord, for the whole thing we're talking about tonight. Everything's going toward this. That she forgive herself, God, for anything she thought she did or didn't do, any mistakes she's made, anything she's come short on, anything she thinks she came short on. Doesn't matter whether it was real or not real. If you have unforgiveness toward yourself toward that, I release you. You are released. I'm speaking over you and confirming to you that you are forgiven. You are cleansed. You are washed, Jeannie. You are cleansed. You are washed. God restoring you to the glory you had before you even came into this world. And you were in the glory of the Father. John 17. That's what Jesus was saying. He said, God, I want the glory that I had with you before the world even began. He went way back. He didn't go back to, you know, right before I came into the earth and came into my mama's womb. I want that glory. You know, he said, let's go way back to the beginning. That's what I'm saying. God, restore the glory that Jeannie had before she even entered to her mama's womb. Hallelujah, that glory, and living in the earth. Shikawata, and connecting to the earthly blessings and the covenants of God, to be blessed and highly favored so the world can see the glory on your face. I see the glory on your face right now. I'm seeing the glory on your face. Wow, like your glory face is showing. Your spirit man is radiating glory and praises and honor to the Father. Hallelujah. Makita koto chekeche mama baba. Ikarohata. Inchi panopa. You know, if anybody that I know of, I don't know, I've counseled a lot of people and people, the thing they hide the most is their unforgiveness for themselves, what they hide more than anything. And it's so deep and so personal. Like, it's way deeper than unforgiveness toward a human being. Way deeper. This is them you're talking about, not somebody. You're talking about somebody else. Not that hard. Oh, yeah, I hate them. Yeah, I don't like them. When you're talking about hating yourself, not liking yourself, unforgiving yourself, that's deep and sensitive and very personal. Therefore, yeah, so thank you, Jesus, for that with Jeannie, God, that you've taken us deep, taking her deep so she can take people deep. You're taking her deep, God, so she can have the glory that she had before she came into this world. What the hell was that like? I'd like to see you then, Jeannie. I bet you did it in glory on that little face of yours. Hallelujah. Restore that glory. And I just got a hold of that tonight. My God, it's like mind-boggling. I pray for you guys. I want it for myself, of course. Dear Jesus. I can't even fathom that. The glory, I never even thought about that before till tonight. The glory that I had before I came into my mama's womb, before my world began here in the earth, so to speak. Where Jesus said, John 17, read it. He was not born for the glory he had right before, you know, they were going to put him in the womb of Mary. No, in the beginning, before the world began, that glory, what was that like? Dear God, what a revelation. Dear Jesus, I'm just shocked. Do it for Lord. Do it for Lord. Do it for Jeannie. Do it for Jeannie. Do it for Jeannie. Do it. You are forgiven or released. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. It's not if we have unforgiveness for ourselves, stuff that didn't even make God God didn't even look at that. You're like, what? You're upset about with yourself about that? I don't even know. That's what condemnation does. That's why people are suffering anxiety, and then they say they that everything but to themselves, like, oh, this is because so-and-so hurt me as a wounded. Well, yeah, that's hurtful and wounding to us, but at the same time, it's more about things we feel like we did or didn't do. We came short on. Could have been stealing a nickel from your mama, like I did. I still see that in my mind at times. And he did it to your mama. You know what I mean? It's like 5 cents. Yeah, The devil raked me over the toes over that. It was deep, too. I didn't think about it much. When I really got down, it would come up. It shows you that it was there. Yeah, like you sorry, no good. It's a trash you stole from your mama. Crazy. But real, very real. All right, Terrence and Tanisha, $260. Thank you. Terrence and Tanisha, God, we thank you, Lord, for the set. We're going to pray the same thing. God just said, be a priest. I'm in the priesthood tonight. I'm just speaking forgiveness. We can forgive ourselves for the things we wish we would have done and wish we wouldn't have done. For the things we did, you know, little things, big things, sometimes nothings. And the devil just knowing that we're weak in certain areas and just takes advantage of it and just tries to rip us out and take us down. In the name of Lord, I speak that any area that Terrence and Tanisha have unforgiveness toward themselves for something they think they should have done or wish they would have done or wish they wouldn't have done or wish they would have done. Let me say it again. Wish that you would have done or wish you wouldn't have done. Wish what you... In other words, I wish I would have done that or I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish it would have been nicer. I wish it wouldn't have been so ugly. Whatever it could have been, you know, when you were young. Could have been anything. Whatever the devil used when he was there seeing you do it, going, yeah, this is going to, I'll nail her with this. I'll keep this on her for years. I'll keep this on him for years. And I did things when I was a kid that were just kid stuff, but still, you know, when the devil didn't go, oh, yeah, you were a kid. That's when you did that stupid stuff. Oh, my God. And he uses it, boy. He's like, he knows all that. He knows exactly what to try to hit us with. The innocence of a child, things we do as innocent children, don't even know what we're doing. And you look back at it as a grown-up, going like, oh, God, no, I don't feel like, you know. Yeah. Forgive ourselves for that. I mean, really forgive ourselves. It opens us up to be able to forgive and then release forgiveness to others and bring healing to others. Crown them, Lord, with the crown of forgiveness, God. That they wear that on their head. I am forgiven and I am blessed. I am favored. I am the glory of the Father in the earth. Glorify thou me with the glory that I had before all this mess even started, even before I was put in my mom's womb. That's the glory that I want, Father. That glory. That's the origin, how we were, the origin of us, the origin of Tanisha, the origin of Terrence. You glorify them with that, God. They can walk with it in the earth. As soon as you were put in your mom's womb, all of us, our mom and dad were sinners. They may not have ever sinned once in their life, but they were still sinners. Most everybody sinned. I think everybody has some sin. We were all born sinners. As soon as we're put in their womb, we're considered sinners in the eyes of God. So he says, before that, give me the glory before that. Wow. I'm just processing that. I don't even know where that's going to go, but my God. Restore that glory, God, the treasures, the fellowship we had with you, the raw looking into your face and seeing you and flying around like little angels or whatever, or spirits, glorifying God, wanting to go to earth and be a human being, seeing your glory. When we die, that's what happens. We go back to that place. But I want to be living and go back there and live in that glory in the earth while I'm alive. In Jesus' name, let it be done for Terrence and Tanisha, God. Bring it forth. Bless them and prosper them, God. Just as if there's no hindrances, nothing, no links to anything. Satan has nothing in me. I don't have anything in myself. I'm forgiven. I've forgiven myself for stealing my mama's nickel. You know, 5 years old. Wasn't even 5 years. I think it was five, maybe 4 or 5 years old when I did that. Oh my God! And then all the other stuff, just kid stuff. That the devil's a liar, man. He is a. Oh my God. We bury it, and he digs it up. We have to forgive it because it can't be dug up. Not that we're guilty of it anymore, but it's that he, oh, you know, here, look at you. Yeah, he's a liar. He's a thief. Came to give life, give it more abundantly. Even the woman who was caught in the act of adultery, he said, you know, I didn't come here to condemn and kill and stone. I came here to forget. I came here to change people. People want to be changed. They just need me to do it. I'm going to do it for them. I'm going to accept it. They're going to walk in the glory that they had before they were ever a human being sinner in their mama's womb. In Jesus' name, bless, increase, multiply them, Father. Open up the womb of their heart, God. Let them conceive this message of restore the glory which I had with you before I came into my mama's womb. I was in heaven with you. Walk on it. Walk in it in the earth now. Amen. All right. Shannon, $15. Shannon sent $15 for Ted. Let me pray for Ted. Pray for Ted. His friend Ted. And word Lord over Ted. Let me see. Praying over Ted. We pray for friend Ted and over. Yes, thank you, Lord, for Ted. We thank you, Lord, for Ted. Jesus, we thank you for Ted. We thank you, Lord, for breaking every bond with Ted, breaking every yoke. That Ted will break every yoke, God. He will not be just satisfied with his life as he has it. He will begin to hunger and thirst for righteousness at a whole nother level in his life. A whole nother level of wanting to be, you know, we're already right with God. We're born again, so you're right with God. But your soul is the thing that needs to be, when it's renewed, it needs to be made new. So let his soul, let him realize how unrenewed his soul is. He's born again. His spirit man is completely brand new. But his soul, all of our soul, need to be renewed, so it can be new. Let him, draw him into that Jesus, where he will begin to, you know, change and be closer to God and feel the presence of God and know the presence of God and be a real father and be a real friend in Jesus' name, to just lay his life down for his brethren. Open him up to that in Jesus' name. Things that hinder him and stop him, that have come against him, that are inside of him, he's not even aware of it. So make him aware. Open his eyes. Open his mind, so we can see Jesus even in the failures and mistakes of others. And where he's failed, God, he will be forgiven of his failures, whatever they are, whatever he thinks they are. In Jesus' name. Ted, you are forgiven of your failures, man. Even if they're not real. Even if you just in your head, you think you did. Really, it wasn't failure, it was just learning. You are forgiven for that. You are released from that. The shed blood of Jesus washes you and makes you new and renewing your mind. Where your mind can think the high thoughts of God, can think the glory thoughts of God, can think the thoughts of God. You know, like Jesus said in John 17, restore the glory with me that I had before in the very, 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 very beginning. Before the worlds were formed. That was way back. In Jesus' name, hold his attention, God. Grab his attention, God. Show him. Shake him. Move him so he can enter into this beautiful, glorious place with you, God. Power and love and a sound mind like never before. Brand new, tender, compassionate Father. By the Holy Spirit, not his own tenderness, no, but the tenderness of Jesus and the compassion of Christ. All right, Andrea, $5. Andrea, the last shall be the greatest. If I think you're the last right now. Nobody else gives anything, but we'll see what happens there with that. Thank God, Jesus, for that. Thanks for opening that up. Hallelujah. Jeff just sent something, so I guess you're not the last one. Anyway, you and Jeff would be last. Okay, and then Marja. Thank you, Marja. We've got Marja, $50. Thank you, Marja. Thank you, Marja, for that 50. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea tonight. We're going to pray over Andrea first. And we'll pray over Marja, and we'll pray over Jeff. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for this new, I thank you for her burden. I thank you for the way you've used her, Jesus. I thank you for the glory of God that she's helped to bring to the earth, to bring cleansing to the earth, God, to bring cleansing for her desire to see God have a Garden of Eden in this earth, have open heavens, have gates of glory come down and bless. God, I thank you for the gates of glory ministry you've given her, God, the gates of glory to open up those gates, to pray, prayer walk, to do those open gates, not doors, gates. You will open those gates, God, open those gates of glory and let the King come in, God. Let Andrea, as she's prayed and prayer walk, God, have created doors and made doors for people to watch God walk through in their area of wherever things have gone on, where the devil has opened his gates. Then we storm the gates of hell and establish the gate of glory. We storm the gates of hell and we establish the gate of glory. That's what you use Andrew to do, God. I thank you for that. All this thing doing with this movie that is called Freedom, whatever it's called. Okay, here. Yeah. Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Freedom for the child sex slaves and all that happening, God, that you are, I'm even in on that spiritually, prophetically. I didn't ask for it. I would have never asked for that. That's a tough one. That's a big one. That's a really big one. And God, you've got her in that. I know I'm in it spiritually. And I thank you for closing, storming the gates of hell with these, that have allowed these demons and these devils to hide in governmental positions and all that, to break that open in Jesus' name and create a gate of glory where your glory can pour through into our government, back into our nation, that our nation will have a government of God. In Jesus' name, and bless her with that, God. Bless her with love. Bless her with a love life, God. Bless her with a love. Bless her with a man that will love her and be her friend, and someone she can fellowship with and talk with and be friends with, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for that. For Andrea, God, open that up for her, God. Let her obedience be rewarded, God, in Jesus' name. All right, Margie, $50. Thank you, Margie, for that. I thank you for your love, God. I feel love all over you for some reason. Love, 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 love. And we're praying us over almost every person tonight about forgiving yourself for feeling like maybe I messed that up. Maybe we try to blame the person. They messed up. Maybe down deep we feel like we messed things up and we just blame them because, you know, surely it can't be, you know, it's hard to, you know, even though things are not our fault, many times, sometimes they are our fault. Either way, it doesn't really matter. When God says you're forgiven, we forgive ourselves, then it opens up the door for us to forgive others. We forgive others, and God can forgive us, and we can stay in a place of, you know, connectivity to God and closeness to God, and that's what you desire, Mark. You're a lover of God. You're a lover of God, and I loosen you to the lover of God realm, where you're a lover of God. Every soul, every spirit, every part of your spirit, soul, and body, mind, will, and emotions, enter into that love realm, that love relationship with God and with that man in your life, in Jesus' name. I draw that man. I speak that man. Come into your life now, in Jesus' name. Come forth into Marge's life. Lift up, as you lift up Jesus, as you love him, he's going to draw that man to you in the name of Jesus. Let it be done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Ralph. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Johnny, you know, Johnny Ralph. That's just, I don't know what that means, but Jesus, open that up, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Bless her, God. Favor her. Show her your grace, your mercies, God, your compassion. And she forgives herself for whatever she thinks she's done or whatever. It doesn't matter whether you did it or didn't. If you're holding it against yourself, that means you got to forgive yourself for it in Jesus' name so you can forgive others. Amen. And hallelujah. Bless her, God. Increase her. Multiply her. Let that love come into her life, God, and fill her with love and tenderness and compassion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Jeff and Uke, 177.77. Thank you for Jeff and Uke tonight, God. Thank you for that. The whole thing of even forgiving yourself. I'm going to talk about that. Pray that over you, that you are forgiven for things you think you messed up. You know, business deals, personal relationship things, things you've done that you know that God has forgiven you, but have you forgiven yourself? Many times it takes time. Many times our worst enemy is forgiving ourselves. That's what God's showing me. Yeah. And so we get lost in things because we haven't forgiven ourselves for, well, if I hadn't done that, if I hadn't trusted that person, if I hadn't told somebody, trust that person, if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So I blame it on me. And so, Lord, Jesus, Jeff and you, I speak over them. They are forgiven in Jesus' name. Whether you were guilty of that or not, does it make a difference? You hold it against yourself, you are loosed. I loose you from that. I'm forgiven for yourself. In the name of Jesus, you are forgiving yourself, loving yourself, so that you can love others, so you can be blessed. Because when you're loving, when you love God and love your brother, you enter into that place where all things work together for good. The thing that hinders us is our unforgiveness toward ourselves, not even necessarily toward others. At first, the root is ourselves, and then we can forgive others and truly forgive them. And then our sins are forgiven. Then our mistakes are forgiven. Then our things are washed away. Then everything works out for good. In the name of Jesus, loosen that love, God, the love of God in Jeff and you, God, for themselves, that they can love themselves, so they can love their neighbor. I mean, really love their neighbor and serve their neighbor and be a blessing to the neighbors. He said, you know, who is your neighbor? He said, you know, and he explained to him. And so, you know, that Jeff and Yuki will be the best neighbor that anybody's ever had. Neighbor to the world. Neighbor to those who need a neighbor. A good neighbor. A Samaritan. Hallelujah. Luke 10:29-37 says, Jesus makes it clear in this parable that our neighbor is anyone around us, regardless of their ethnic, religious, or socioeconomic status. The parable of the Good Samaritan, behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? For them is written in the law. What is your reading of it? He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. He, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? He said, a certain man went down to Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he had saw him, he passed by on the other side, likewise a Levite. And when he arrived at that place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion, so he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, he departed and took two denarii and gave it to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him that fell among thieves? The one who showed mercy, he said, do likewise. So there's something here about this, you know, being a good Samaritan. The good Samaritan thing is really big in your life and in Yuki's life, God. And I thank you, Jesus, for that, their burden to be that good Samaritan, not just to one or two, but to cities, to nations, peoples, God, that they will walk in that, live in that, and never depart from that, and always be able to say, take care of this person. I'm going to leave you some money here. Take care of him. If he spends any more money, then let me know, and I'll refund you. I mean, what a thing. That was amazing. Lord, I thank you for that spirit of compassion, that thing of showing mercy. He says he's the one who showed mercy is the neighbor. Well, I thank you for making Jeff and Yuki neighbors to whoever, whatever. And he said, Jesus told him, he said, go and do likewise. And I thank the Lord that they walk in it. God's going to bless them. You're going to give them provision to pay for bills, medical bills, things people have been stolen and robbed from. God, to help restore their life in Jesus' name and be a blessing. God, you're going to bless them to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, and opening up their heart, God. Amen, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for letting it be done right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Because the good neighbor in this situation was blessed enough that he gave him some money, and he said, hey, man, if the guy has other needs, you know, and you can spend some money on him, just let me know, and I'll take care of it. I mean, the guy had to have some dough. You know, it was not cheap keeping somebody in a place until he got healed up. He'd have been there for months. You know, he got beaten up and was left for dead. He was half dead. When you're half dead, that doesn't go away overnight or a week. Mm-mm. Bandaging, food, yeah, money. Yeah, Lord, bless him. To be a blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all, I think that's it for tonight, as I can tell. Very interesting night. Very revelational tonight for me. I mean, I went somewhere really deep tonight, y'all. I think God really did something to me. I'm really needy. Not in one particular area, the other bit, in several places, needing God to give me specifics. Oh, and Carmen. That's Purple Carmen? Carmen, look like you won the award for being last. You shared it with me earlier and I forgot it. Sorry about that. I think it's sharing me last. Looks like. All right, Carmen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Carmen, God. I think it's just the same thing for her, like most everybody else. Speaking forgiveness, God, anything where she feel like she came short or didn't do enough. Sometimes we don't feel like we do enough for our children. The children thing, sometimes parents blame themselves. You know, I wish I would have said this. I could have done more. I should have said more. I should have been more this and more that. I mean, I don't know any parent that doesn't go through that a little bit. Some people go through it a lot. I've been through it. I share. It's just something we do as a parent, you know, and then we do it with a lot of other things. So that's why God is really dealing with us about, like you said, you heard somebody teach something like this a long time ago. Yeah, so I'm going to speak it over you in Jesus' name, God, that Carmen can forgive herself for her shortcomings, whatever she thinks they are, whatever they really were, in Jesus' name, things done, things not done, things she wished she would have done, things she wouldn't have done, all those things, God, in Jesus' name. Yeah, she came up short or did too much or not enough, whatever, all of it, in Jesus' name. You are forgiven, you are released in Jesus' name, you are loosed from those things you have unforgiveness for yourself over in Jesus' name, condemning you over those things. You are forgiven. You are released. It's just as if you never did them. And Jesus, be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. You are washed. You are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. For your fellowship with God will be new and strong and powerful and renewed. In Jesus' name, more simple, more easy. To catch the way, feel more worthy in a sense that, because when we have condemnation on us for whatever reason it is, deserved or not deserved, you know, as far as the devil says, he's a liar. But either way, it's like when we walk in it, we miss waves when they go by. We catch some of them, but there's a lot of them we miss. So we quit missing the visitations when they come to us in whatever form. Lord, that she will never miss a visitation from you in Jesus' name, ever, ever, ever. God, I claim that for myself, too. How many have we missed? I don't know. Probably a lot. Because exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think or even imagine. God, bring us into that place where we know that we can live in it. We know we can flow. We know we can be trusted with that. If we don't feel like we can be trusted, we're not going to be asking God for it. Like when I told God I want to be the greatest man of God that ever lived, you know, because I'm trying to think of the highest thing I could ever think of to pray. You know, it was hard for me to do that. And I'm thinking, I know I'm not going to do that. But I prayed anyway. You know, and it's like, oh God, you know, why did I feel like that? Because, you know, I didn't feel worthy to pray that prayer. Why shouldn't I? Yeah, I'm a child of God. He wants me to glorify him with everything that he wants to give, to glorify him for that. Why wouldn't he want us to have it? But we don't feel like we're able to handle it. I'm too weak. I might fall. If I get wealth, I get money, I get fame, I might fall. I might fall apart. I probably fall apart. So don't give it to me, God, because if you don't give it to me, I'm afraid I'll fail. I'll mess up. That's what the deep root of that is. We call it humility. It's false humility. I've had plenty of that. But thank you, Jesus, for Carmen. Bring her to that area. Show her any false humility in her, things that want, you know, whatever it is, if it's any, in Jesus' name, and release condemnation and that justification just as if she never did it, never thought it, never wanted to do it, never, in Jesus' name, free, clean, and restore the glory that she had with you before she entered into her mother's womb. The glory, the purity, the beauty, the openness before God, the face-to-face before God Almighty. And then we entered our mother's womb, and then we're sinners. Even without sinning, we're sinners. Not even fair. That's the way it is. Bring her back to that place. Restore, John 17, restore me to the glory that I had with you before the world began, or before my world began in this life. Let me live it in the earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all, I think that's it. I've been really just like okay. All right, y'all, this has been an amazing night for me. I don't know about anybody else, but my God, I've been blown. I'm like, right now I'm like dumbfounded, sort of. Wow. Will we pray for Eddie tonight from Illinois? Please pray. Pray for Eddie tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, for Eddie, that you will set him free, Father, in Jesus' name, that from the misery, from the dryness, from all the things, the self-pity, the arrogance, the pride. God, how many times have I fallen into that trap, Eddie? I've fallen into that trap a few. Sometimes worse than others. Sometimes not much, but enough to make you taste that poisonous flavor and like, yeah, pretty soon you like throw it up when it comes to you. So, Lord, I think that you will show Eddie the pure raw poison of all of it. He will taste it for what it is and spit it out of his mouth and spew it. Like Jesus said, God said, I will spew you out of my mouth. Not spew you, Eddie, but spew that you spew that stuff out of your mouth. In Jesus' name, that he will not be lukewarm about those things, God, but you will make him hot before you, Jesus. Hot before you, Lord. But when he starts to go the wrong way, sometimes we do it and we don't even know we're doing it. We get trapped. The devil tricks us. We think something's good. We find out that, oh, my God, I was tricked. Exactly. We're tricked. So to keep him from any trickery of the enemy, in Jesus' name, and cleanse him and wash him of his sin, any condemnation he has, anything he's fallen short on, any sins where he's in anything where he's blamed himself or doesn't forgive himself, God, I thank you that he is forgiven, released, for not forsaken in Jesus' name, but forgiven in the name of Jesus. Let it be done right now by the power of God. Forgiven, Eddie, forgiven, 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 forgiven. I know you're guilty. I know you did. I bet. You know what God says? When you ask forgiveness and you mean it, and if you don't have any unforgiveness for anybody, the Bible says if you don't forgive someone else, the Father can't forgive you. So even though you're born again on your way to heaven, when you get unforgiveness, it doesn't keep you from heaven, but it keeps you from heaven on earth. It keeps you from having the blessings in the earth. So you're a born again Christian, you're an eagle, but you're flopping around like a chicken, eating chicken, you know, trash. And just miserable because you're supposed to be flying, supposed to be living more like a conqueror, more than a conqueror. You're living less than that. It's dry and weary. God says, come up, come up. Forgive those people. Forgive yourself, and then to forgive those who have wounded you, hurt you, because you can't be forgiven until you do. Now, sin will just hang over you. You may go to heaven when you die. If you're born again, you definitely go to heaven. But it's tainting your life. Opening up for hellacious things to come to you. That's what it does. So you forgive yourself, then you forgive others, and then God, you walk through your life getting forgiveness when you ask for forgiveness. Not having to ask forgiveness a thousand, maybe ask them one time, because, you know, you don't have anything against anybody. I've forgiven them all, so then you can receive the forgiveness of the Father. Amen? In Jesus' name, bless him, God. Show him, teach him, open him up. In the name of Jesus. Amen, you're welcome. I love praying for people. Thank you. Okay, in a second. Make sure I'm not forgetting anything or anybody. Okay. Angela's offering, I did it wrong. It was $100.49, not $149. Sorry about that, Angela. I just caught that. Thank you. You got credit for $149. It was $100.49. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah, so we got that. All right. And if you say you gave $5, did you just send it text to me now, or is that something new? It's not showing up on here. Yeah. So I don't know. Are you still there? I mean, I can't. I messed up your offering amount, but whatever. God is good. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right, y'all. I'm like burned, not burned out, but I mean, like, I'm like, wow, that took me for a loop. Wow. It's a good one, a good loop. A good loop. All right, y'all, I'm going to call it a night tonight. If I didn't miss anybody at all. Sometimes offers take a little bit to come through. I don't know if I'm missing anything or not. Yeah, we pray for protection for my brother, God, in Jesus' name. And yes, thanks for especially not forgiving myself. Yeah, we made bad decisions. I mean, I have to forgive myself for bad decisions I made. And you know, things, we all do that. The thing is, do we forgive ourselves? We also pray for God's protection, meaning I continue to move forward in the things I believe God wants me to do. Yes, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, for that. For you protect him and keep him, Jesus, that as long as you keep in your heart forgiving yourself and then forgiving your brothers, dude, I mean, that's it. I mean, the protection is, the more you convince God's with you, that's a big thing too. Being convinced God's with you is a really big deal. I'm going to talk about that soon. Why that's such a major thing is because it takes time to be convinced God's with you. Until then, we struggle with, oh, this thing's hit me, that hit me, and they do hit you. But when you're convinced, you know, it takes time, like Abraham and others, and when stuff hits you, it hits you, but it falls off. It just slides right off. Until then, it hits you and it sticks. All right, because we don't really know yet for sure, personally, that God is really going to protect us. In Jesus' name. All right, y'all, I'm going to call it a night tonight. I'm gone. I'm, like, out of here. I'm like, wow. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Monday.